want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Why are you saluting?
It's the national anthem.
I knew this song.
You can't talk during the national anthem. You have to stand up and face the flag.
I think it's a little pitchy.
You gotta play it to the end now.
Not your best performance. There's no fag in here. What are you... Oh, you're doing the thing with your hands. You're squeezing your hands. And Buzz is squeezing his armpit. Look at that. Hey, Buzz is actually doing something masculine and juvenile.
Oh, ouch.
So what you're saying is... That was a great opening.
Bravo.
That's
yeah.
what you're saying.
Man, you could open the show like that every day.
That's what you're saying.
That's terrific.
That's nice.
Is that Bob Toomey?
Hello.
Hello there, Mr. Shannon. I see you'd want to dive right into Bitman today.
That was Gaston and Purcell. Amazing feats with their musical hand.
Wonderful stuff, Mr. Shannon. I love music. There's nothing quite like music in the world.
Amusing music. Are you ready for some lame groaners?
Let's get some groaners right out of the chute.
What rap duo is constantly complaining about pain in their joints?
What's that?
Goutcast. Groaners.
Yeah, let's all groan. Hey, good groan, Buzz. Buzz is the best groaner on the show.
Had a lot of practice.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Shannon.
What rap duo is always whining about something?
Well, I know you're going to share that with me.
Poutcast. What Latin singer is the most popular in Sweden?
Who's that, Mr. Shannon?
Svenrique Iglesias.
What?
Svenrique Iglesias.
Is it Iglesias or Iglesias?
Iglesias.
Iglesias, but DJs say Iglesias.
No, you say Iglesias.
Julio Iglesias. Julio Iglesias.
There we go.
No. Yeah. Julio Iglesias. Julio
Iglesias. Hablo Inglés.
Julio
Iglesias.
Lazy ass.
DJs.
Julio
DJs say.
I knew DJs who said that.
Who?
All right, Captain Whammo.
Oh, God.
What female R&B artist is always agreeable to whatever you ask of her?
Julio Iglesias.
Mary J. Oblige.
Oh, God.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, now.
Julio Iglesias.
I just spilled my drink.
I saw that.
You know, they don't put lids on properly at fast food establishments, no.
That's my beef.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right? There you go. And hi, here's little girl.
Hello.
There's Julia. Here are our uncles. Kill them.
There they go.
Kill them. You know, we thought we had him yesterday with the cartridge, but...
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America.
You know?
877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hard to stop.
What's happening here? Something's wrong.
This annoys me every day. There's only six tapes that have to be played.
Right.
Okay, let me get technical on your ass for a second.
All right.
There's the tape that says, call us. Then there's the tape with the door. Then there's the tape with the fake applause. Then there's the tape with Julia. Then there's the tape with Rob's chant. And then there's the tape where the guy says Rob is a Nazi.
The door is a tape?
Now,
For whatever reason.
What?
I thought it was a real door.
For whatever reason, today, the thing that says Rob is a Nazi, and it says it's Rob, it was in, can you guess which cartridge machine?
Six.
Lucky number six.
Right. Which is the one that's broken always.
So what it did was it just fast-fired past that one and played this one again.
You can call Don and Mike.
You should already recue.
From anywhere in America.
When in truth, you wanted to play Rob's.
Yes.
36-36.
The order is
ready
this.
To believe.
Well, now what do we do?
If you're doing the open at home, if you have your six cards
playing along,
they are in this order. This call solicit, door, applause, Julia, Rob's chant, Rob is a Nazi. Those are the six tapes that are played over there.
The package. What happened?
Number six, it's the machine. It's the
right. The machine failed.
Number six, when I went to hit the tape that said Rob is a bad guy,
so what do we do
it
now?
Fast forwarded. Well, we're going to have to start all over again.
Okay. Then.
With the pre-show?
Oh, no, we're not doing the groaners again.
More groaners?
No.
And a brief discussion on Julio Iglesias?
Julio Iglesias? Yes, Julio Iglesias. Here we go, and...
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, now.
Let's just play it now. We'll play along at home.
Yeah, see if it works.
Everybody press button number one.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America.
Good.
877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And you know, they'll tell you around here that we're going to be going to this digital system where we don't need these cartridges.
I've heard that.
Yes. Do you know that we went back and researched? I ask you not. Do you know when we found the very first memo saying that the station was going digital and get ready for it?
When?
1997. That was 7 years ago. It's long overdue. What, Robbie?
Not only was it 1997, it stated how urgent it was.
We've still got the old stuff. Just please fix machine number six. If you're playing at home, then you press button number two, which is the door.
Next.
There it is. Then... button number three is the fake applause. Then it's the lovely Julia.
Hello.
All right. Then it's Julia's uncles.
I hate them. Kill them. I want them dead.
Here we come to what's always the fly on the ointment. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens. Machine number six.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Now,
they're ready to believe you.
Now, that just ain't right.
What if you played it in another machine? Because maybe the cart's... maybe it's not the machine. Maybe it's the cart.
A cart is a tape cartridge, ladies and gentlemen, yes. That looks like an old 8-track for those of you that might remember 8-track.
So you think I should shuffle them up and start with tape number one in machine number six?
Or
do you want me to just take number six out of the rotation?
Oh, no, I don't want you to do that.
How many machines are there?
Six.
16,
and
six.
What you're saying is
six
the...
six tapes.
Number
six
skips right to number one.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes it just happened to do it twice in a row, but it happens more often than not.
Six is not the best machine of the six.
But this is one of the best behind the musics we've ever had.
If you had to rank all the cart machines, I'm not sure tape machine number six would make the top five.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
The Don and Mike Show.
We're just going to cut right to tape number six.
Okay.
It's in machine number six.
All right.
Will it perform this time?
No. I say no.
Place your bets now. Banzai. Banzai.
Based on a true story,
ah,
he was a neo-Nazi.
It worked.
With one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Oh, you bastard. Number six. And then you play this, which is not on one of those, so there's no problem with it.
It only works.
Uh-oh. Now what happened there? That door sound
wasn't supposed to play.
No, wasn't supposed to happen. Jesus. Wow, what a sticky wicket.
All right, number six, trip number two.
Trip number two?
Was there something in number one?
There was nothing in number one. Number
so
one had
skipped right to two.
Number one had been pulled out.
Wow.
Now
but isn't
that
if number six trips automatically to number one, it's not supposed to trip number two.
It did. It did.
But it's not supposed to.
But there, I tell you, there was a tape in number one. I don't know why it went to number two.
So there's some sort of, it's the same thing why it went to the You Can Call Don and Mike when you wanted to play Rob's. It somehow skips over the next machine and fires the one. It sends some sort of wacky electric signal.
Well, you know, there are tones on these cartridges that are supposed to start the next machine.
Not right. those cartridges, though.
Yeah, but there are tones in the system of these antiquated cartridge machines.
Right.
Hold on, there's a radio expert on the line.
Oh, good. We could use one.
Hello, Tim.
Hello, Bobby.
Hey, hi.
Can't you just flip a little switch on cart 6 and turn off the fast fire so we can go back and recycle to 1?
That switch is already off, my radiophile friend.
Well, then I have no idea what I'm talking about. Good day.
Thank you. Good day,
good
sir.
You. So there is a bypass switch on it?
I see right here. See the buttons that are green?
Yeah.
Or blue?
Yeah.
Those are always turned off so that one doesn't trip the other. But for it to even trip, it would have to have a tone on the end of the cart that says, turn on the next piece of machinery.
If I can offer an explanation to people that might be very, very confused by this discussion.
It would be everybody.
The reason that these little tape machines have what are called trip tones is so that when we're playing commercials, and in the olden days of radio, which we still live in, when tape commercials are on tape cartridges, when a 60-second commercial is over, it's got a little sign on it, a little tone that will automatically trip the next commercial.
Beep, like only high
inaudible,
like a dog whistle, and it tells the next tape to go.
That's why we have this. It's for the purposes of, like, playing, you know, 6 commercials.
Right. Number six is our bitch. That is the machine that is our bitch. There is a problem with this.
Number six has been broken always.
Yes, it has.
Well, never broken, just it's
never
problematic.
Quite,
you know what? It's
right.
It's quirky, right? It's it's just never quite right.
Wendell.
Winner!
You know, he's out of the building right now.
Yeah.
So he's probably listening.
He can get back here quickly.
Before we try machine number six, here's a very important call from Clark. Hello, Clark.
Hi, good afternoon.
Clark,
hey, you know,
you're on the air.
I've got a newsflash for you guys.
Pardon me?
I've got a newsflash for you. Did you realize Mel Karmazin resigned yesterday?
No!
We don't need that on top of this.
Come on, you're kidding me.
Honest God, I hope you're not slowing the show down.
No, you're not. Listen.
I don't believe it for a second.
Where did you hear this?
I believe it was on the radio yesterday.
Impossible.
No, I swear to God.
It's not true, Clark.
Mel Karmazin?
First the machine breaks, now this.
Come on, that's not funny, dude. That guy's our boss.
Clark, your last name wouldn't happen to be Griswold, would it?
No, not at all.
Kent?
Keep going, but you're coming close.
Clark, let me explain something to you here, Clark. We've had a problem with machine number six today.
Really?
Yes, we've had a big problem with machine number six, and now we're having a problem with phone line number three.
I thought the show was going swimmingly.
That's because you're on line number three. We knew that yesterday, you idiot!
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
No, we knew it yesterday. The guy's paid. He's page one. His big face, big cufflinks. Every goddamn newspaper in America. We talked about it yesterday. Or just hang up.
He hung up.
Okay, now here's machine number six.
Oh, they kill those guys. I don't want to hear that again.
Here, now it works.
Let me see if I can fix that tape.
Hold on, that one works. All right. Take that one, put it in number
It's almost no stopping that one.
Here is the Rob tape we were looking for in machine number six. And you know, hold on, let me just do a quick check. I'll play the Julia tape in number six.
Hello.
Uh-huh. Worked perfect.
Good.
Thank you, Julia.
That's a good
and
test.
Let's try how about the door in number six? The door? That sounded a little shaky when it was starting up.
It's like a little.
Did you hear that?
Kind of sounded like Max Baer.
That. Oh, that still is not re-cued now.
And re-cued means that it comes around again. I don't even know why I'm bothering.
The HVAC goes back.
I don't know why I'm bothering with the explanation.
All right, here we go. Pressure's on machine number six, playing the Rob tape.
How's
there,
it going?
It doesn't work.
Now look.
It's the tape.
Now hold on, Mike.
It's the tape.
Please take a look.
I saw you fire it, and I saw it go dead.
Rob,
it's the tape.
Now, what has happened? What has happened, Robbie? You're looking right at the machine. What's happened?
All right, it's gone to cue mode, which means it won't play on the air. It never played. It just went to fast forward, like fast forward on a VCR.
And it's a defective tape cartridge. It might not be your machine.
Yeah, but it might also be, it might be a combination of things. It might be the cart, it might be the machine.
This is
one thing's coming into my mind right now. How do we get them all back today? How do we grab them all back? How do we get them back into the fold today?
You're Mike,
yes,
they're there.
Are they waiting for us?
Hold on. Are they there? They want to talk about this.
Okay, all right.
Look at our telephones. What do you think people are listening to this riveting radio? Tom.
Yeah.
Tom.
Yeah.
Yes, what do you want?
Well, I just want to make a suggestion.
Sure.
I don't want to run your show.
Sure.
I don't want to do anything aside from just offering a suggestion.
Sure.
That's very kind of you.
What would it be?
Well, you know, okay, here was my original thought. You got 1 through 6, right?
Yes.
Machines. You got 1 through 6 tapes.
Yes.
Okay. Take tape number 6, put it in machine 5. Take tape number 5, put it in machine 6.
Hey, I got a question.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 6.
Hey, wait a minute. When did happy hour start for you?
But
Pat?
What if numbers, what if you just put
happy
tape
hour on? Started at
what if you
8
put,
o'clock this yeah. morning?
What if guy is loaded, Don? This guy, you're taking advice from a drunk. I'm not arguing with him. If you moved tape 5 to machine 6 and simply played them out of order, whenever you wanted to punch machine 6, it would screw up.
Here, John Norman, I
John, our production guy.
Okay.
Hi, John.
Okay.
Hi there. I was just wondering if you wanted me to recart something just to see if maybe we could get it to work.
Hey, that's a good idea.
What an idea. That's a great idea.
Oh,
did we ask you?
Well, this guy's been drinking since 8 a.m. He's smashed.
Bye-bye.
Let me tell you.
Hello.
I have an idea. 1 through 6.
John and Mike show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, I was calling to confirm the story. Mel did retire.
Oh, no.
We don't need that.
Please.
We're having a day here.
Are you joking with us?
No, it's just terrible. I was listening to the Howard Stern show this morning, and he was
you're,
livid.
You're beyond... Do you listen to our show?
It was a news story yesterday. I mean, besides the fact that we covered it, I'll give you that maybe you don't listen to every second of our show as you should. But God, he's on the front page of every business section of every newspaper today.
The company we work for, do you really think we wouldn't know that?
Well, that's why I was so amazed when you said you didn't know.
Yeah. You were amazed because... When we said we didn't know, we were kidding because the other person was dumber than you.
We even got on a guy's case yesterday because we knew it yesterday, and we were mocking him yesterday. You call back.
Now he's laughing.
Now he's having a good time.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I'm driving a truck for a living. I don't know.
Oh, don't be too hard on yourself. Just driving into a ravine.
Can you fix stuff?
I've already gotten stuck once today.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. You sound a little brighter than a truck driver.
Well, I've done other things.
Mike, hold on. Let's please not go down this road, because I just want to remind you, whatever it is that you're enjoying, you got it from a truck.
Got it from a truck.
You got it from a truck.
There you go.
Although I agree with you, this guy is a total loser.
That's why I'm driving a truck. You know, he was a head engineer somewhere. But unfortunately, I just wasn't a good listener.
All right, whatever. You were the guy that called about movement number 6 to number 5, or
no?
No, not me.
Talking about Mel Karmas.
Oh, this. Oh, you're the Mel. Get out of here! Get out of here! You dope. Okay, Cart Machine 6, don't let us down.
Based on a true story,
there's
a neo-Nazi.
What happened?
One true enemy.
It's going there.
Why is it working now?
A man of faith, a man of hate.
Don't know.
His soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Must be whack.
Hey, where you at?
Now where's Rob?
Because
he'd be next.
I'm here. Well, here you go. Okay.
I'm here. Are we ready to do this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was in Cart 6. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Laser Hair Removal and all the ships at sea.
Yes.
And now... The guys who created popular radio program Artinger here. It's Don Geronimo and Mike. Wow, Mara.
Yeah.
That doesn't work dry.
See?
I like music behind it.
Rob needs the music.
Especially for that one.
Yeah. It really does.
Should we try it again?
You a little nervous about your hair?
No.
Removal?
No. No, just dry.
Listen, here's the, it's a new episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday
06-02-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz. It's June 2nd, odd 4.
Yes.
Call us at 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America.
20 days.
The show is now open.
20 days until your birthday.
Very excellent.
And as it turns out...
I do the same with you now.
As it turns out, your birthday will be on our summer vacation.
And as with the new rules in place, that means everybody's off the hook.
Yeah.
Everybody's off the hook.
877-365-3636. That's from America. Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. Yes, Mike?
I didn't just bring that up in the traditional way of reminding people that it's my birthday on June 22nd. I brought it up because, well, if Joe got something special, I'd like something special. And with all the stuff we've had on the show lately, I don't think it's completely inappropriate. I know you gave me the great one last year.
Because last year...
Was last year the great one or the year before?
2 years ago was, the crisis party where you wanted the lights, the tiki lights, you wanted the barbecue.
And I insulted Cyndi Lauper.
We had Cyndi Lauper to sing for, and you said Cyndi Lauper stinks. You didn't want Cyndi Lauper.
Right.
Okay. What is it you want this time?
I want what we've been talking about for 2 or 3 days.
What is that?
I want a clown.
Done.
But I want a male clown.
Consider it done.
I don't want a female clown.
Okay, and Dr. Freud, you can draw whatever you like into that.
I want a clown like Bozo.
Okay.
I mean a real clown.
Consider it
done. With the outfit and red hair and everything.
Consider it done.
Does it have to be a Hall of Famer?
No. No, but I'd like a clown to be...
If I could just tell you, though, that if you want to have a clown, you're going to have to carry that segment... The way that I carried this opening segment.
Okay.
But it's got to be as good as this opening segment. Mm-hmm. But with all of these cart machines falling, if you can bring as much
all right, here's the deal.
With a clown.
Can I negotiate on that one? Can I possibly bring a friend of mine in, if that's the case?
Sure. Oh, yeah. If you want a clown on your birthday.
No, I want a clown, I'm talking about, but I'd like to, you know, I can carry the segment, if you wink, wink, you know what I mean?
Know. And I'm just busting your balls.
I think it'd be fun.
You want a clown? Done.
And I'd like Joe in here for it.
Clown, you got it. Hello. Don and Mike, Brian.
Hey, guys, I hate to scoop Buzz, but the United States has landed on the moon.
Buzz, is your microphone not on?
There it is. Sorry about that, Buzz. That was nobody's fault but mine. Go ahead and kick me.
And now somebody's scooping Buzz right out of the chute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've landed on the moon.
Didn't know that.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, another scoop. Did you know Walter Cronkite quit?
Quit what? Quit living? Hold on. You're like in the time warp thing.
But
okay.
Technically, you know, and that goes full circle because now he's coming back to work for MTV.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's nice. That's how you treat a guy like Walter Cronkite.
Yeah.
Hey, Walter, it's CBS on the phone. You know those conventions coming up? We want you to cover them for us. Great. Work on MTV.
I'll hear something from No Doubt.
here is what is happening. We have a
Clayton
new
Stefani.
We have a new producer, BA, and Mike. Moments before the show, I made what I think is a blockbuster real estate deal that I want to share with you.
Okay.
Wow. Hello, BA.
Yeah.
Before we talk about the blockbuster office trade...
You know, and that trade you're speaking of, that guy came down the hall and said he didn't want it really spoken of until something had really been finalized.
Oh, you mean the deal for the office?
Wait a minute.
All of this happened in the moments before you walked into the studio.
We're not giving up the Fulman office, are we?
Would you give up the Fulman office for the Hedges office?
No!
I would. The Hedges office is the killer office.
It's not bigger.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Buzz, you check this out.
It's definitely
yes,
bigger.
Yes, it is. Okay. The square footage is bigger, Mike. I'm calm.
I thought for some reason the other one was...
Well, listen, BA, it's too late. It's out there now.
I know.
Anyway, the news is someone's going to have to break it to Julie Fulman that we will be moving offices, but we will be moving into Jeff Hedges' office.
But Julie will be totally psyched. Julie didn't want to do that originally.
I think she'll be fine.
And incidentally, our old office, still up for grabs.
Really?
Because I can't tell you where Jeff Hedges is moving in this building.
Right.
I can't tell you.
Is it a secret?
It's a secret. I'll tell you during the commercials, Mike.
Cool. Very, very cool.
So that's...
All right, I'm very sorry for that overreaction, because I thought... You know, I like the idea of being down on the main level.
We got a great office.
He's got a good office.
Because we're doing the office swap thing, and he came in and we consummated the deal. We made beautiful love and then we shook hands.
We're 15 steps closer to the air studio now.
There you go.
And that counts over a year's time.
Sure. All right, listen, BA, Beth Ann, our new producer, in her second day on the job,
mm-hmm.
here is a real job for you today.
Okay.
Now, we've had this guy on the show once before. His name is Les Moonves. He is the new president of Infinity Radio, taking the place of Mel Karmazin, at least for now.
Okay.
Get him on the line and tell him we must chat. We want to give him our congratulations. Now, we have called this guy before. Once we called him, when I was just screaming about I could program a network better than anybody.
Exactly, and he liked your ideas.
And the guy took the call.
He took the call.
This before he was involved in radio. So now this is your assignment today, BA.
Okay.
Get Les Moonves so we can tell him, we can start kissing his ass.
Yeah. Okay.
Real good.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye, BA.
And he is the guy.
Yep. There
he's
she
the
goes. Man. Mm-hmm. There she goes.
So are you cool with that with the office?
Yeah, 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 absolutely. I didn't know how it was a square footage issue. I wanted to make sure that we were getting the same amount of space. That's
you're
all
getting
I care
more
about.
Space.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good thing.
More space and a better space. It would be the office that would be my choice to move
that's
into.
That's very, very cool.
If we're going to move from the third floor down to the second floor.
And I will start doing the researching at Value City for the new furniture.
Excellent.
Well, it's going to be vinyl.
Right. It wears well.
Yeah, unless somebody could, come up with an offer.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Hold on a second. What's my wife's phone number? Come on. It's, come on. I got to get my wife on the line. If you'll give me 1 second. Mike, you had nothing but great stuff to say about your kids yesterday.
Right.
You had to talk about your family.
Hi, this is Frida. You can leave a message on my cell.
Forget it. How can I leave a message? You're not there.
Major crisis, though, when you're doing the two-parent thing. It's a major, major crisis last night because my daughter left the book Misty of Chincoteague at my house. And we had last-minute had to get it over to the ex's house, and it was just it was difficult.
Nah.
I did it, though. I was super dad.
I know.
Where is she?
I flew over there in my jetpack.
I know she has a very busy schedule, but I must discuss with her and with you some of the comings and goings in my home.
Teeth still in?
Hi, this is
no.
Oh, on. Good. Oh. Good, good.
No, Elizabeth's front tooth gone.
Good.
Hey, way to go.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do anything.
Hold on, honey. Hold on.
I didn't do anything. I mean, it just fell out.
It just come out?
Yeah, it fell out when she wasn't at my house.
Hey, I was just looking for you, baby.
Well, I know. I was here. It's cell phones, so I don't know why they don't work.
Listen, a couple of things. I've not talked about this for a long time, and I won't waste your collective time. But do you realize it is June 2nd, and that bathroom still is not done?
Yeah, we have a date.
We have a date for what?
For when it will be finished.
Okay, now this is news to me. What is the date?
I told you this date. When they're installing the shower, then all will be finished.
And what date is that, baby?
We're penciled in. Don't let the pencil scare you. We're penciled in for June 10th.
8 days.
Okay.
Eight more days.
And this is now, I'm not exaggerating, we are getting on the 3-month anniversary.
I'm on my way home. The night that date comes, on my way home, stopping by your house to go to the bathroom.
Please, as a matter of fact, everybody's welcome.
Thank you.
Everybody listening.
You
want to
have a housewarming for your bathroom.
Come on, sit on my throne.
A shower is being made, and I'm afraid it broke in the kiln on the first go round.
Yes, these are the problems that we have. These are the problems that we have.
So
your shower's made of pottery?
That's it. No, they had to fire the glass.
Fire the glass.
I have no idea what she's talking. For my money, you go to Home Depot, you say, that door looks good.
That's what I would figure.
You put it in your car, but I don't know. I guess, where is this glass being made?
I think probably the south of France. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm making that up. I don't know where it's made. It's just broken the kiln. This is just what they tell me to get me to quit calling them. And, and as opposed to the jobs that you're supposed to do, darling, I try. I make the phone calls. I get the information. I mean, there's things that you're supposed to be handling that I don't bring up on air you about.
Honey,
I don't even make the call about.
Honey, but here's the thing. I only bring this up on the air because all I want to do is S and S. I just want my double S's in the morning, and I'm not going back to what we did before, but you know what I mean. I mean, I don't even need the
third one. One of them is shave.
I don't even need the third one. I can do without the shower, but I can't function in that bathroom.
But is your shower, when this all gets done, I have a question about
there's
this.
There's one S in there. I mean, there is a working facility. There's
if you want to sit there and... If you want to sit there and do your business while there's I'm not kidding, a big plastic canister full of whatever watery cement stuff is left over from when they were grouting the last time.
That's not there anymore, darling. That's not there anymore. So there's no reason why you can't use the part that's working.
So next to the big watery can of cement stuff, you'd be making your own watery cement stuff.
There's
only if I'm not feeling well, Mike.
All there is a working, there's a bathtub that works. There's tile that's beautiful, and that heats under your feet, which is a nice thing.
Wonderful. Perfect. 3 months. Yeah. 3 months. Anyway.
The toilet works, and the vanity works. We're just waiting on the shower.
Right. Okay. I'm overreacting, as always. Here's something I wanted to discuss with you.
But you're not overreacting. I'm tired of it, too. I want it to be finished.
Yesterday, I don't know if you weren't listening, because you were at work.
There you go.
And I'm proud of you for that. The deal is yesterday Mike was talking real nice about his kids. Real good stuff, like about taking them out and having to pull their teeth. And I mean, no, it wasn't...
Fun stuff.
It wasn't like you're thinking, but it was real nice. And I was thinking back to when we used to talk about our son that way, and then the discussion that we were having with him today, and how things change. Not that, you know, we love our kid more than anything in the world.
Right.
And he's the greatest. Our lives revolve around him, and we couldn't be prouder of him. However, having said that, he is 19.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, 19.
Hey, 19.
Maybe you got a kid who's 19. Or maybe you remember, I definitely don't remember when I was 19.
Or you remember what it's like to be 19.
But here is
and know everything.
The discussion today. And, you know, okay, we work as the family unit. That we all sit down together. We have the breakfast together, the coffee. We look at the newspaper together. And all of a sudden, I hear from the other room. I've walked out of the room for a second. I've left for a second. And I hear, but Mom, you just don't know. Mom, you just don't understand. So I walk in and I go, hey, settle down. I have a seat. And we get into the discussion. The discussion today with my 19-year-old son, who I love more than anything, who should just learn to shut the hell up, is he knows everything about the movie business. And we, the parents, know nothing. And he says to me...
The movie business?
Yeah.
He knows everything about everything. I mean, I told you what he said the other night. You know, he knows that college is important. He knows the diploma is important. But really, he knows everything. And what he doesn't know, he could teach himself from books, is what he was telling me.
He could homeschool himself.
Yeah. He's rationalized college now. It's just a piece of paper.
It's a piece of paper, but he knows it all. You know, he's just 19 and he knows everything.
You know, we can be discussing something with him, and whatever it is, it's a nice day. No, it's not. And you know why it's not? Look, that car is blue. No, it's not really blue. It's green. No, Dad, you just don't know. So
I will tell both of you from when my discussions with people, and I had this very day at lunch, I was talking with a couple of ladies that had older kids, and they say you're about a year away from this going away. That you're going to be okay, like in a year or so, because apparently they have this epiphany where you guys are.
Well, I'll let you know. Trust me, I'll come and do a handstand.
Because
here's what it is today. And understand, I love him. He's a bright kid. He's my best friend. I couldn't be prouder of him. Sometimes I just want to slug him.
Right.
And I don't really mean that physically because he's bigger than me.
Frustrating.
And it's not my. And it's not. I don't really even want to slug him. It's just you get to the point where you're sitting there, but I do want to slug him. He's sitting there and he says, here was the discussion today. He's looking at. In the. Newspaper, the movies.
Right.
And we were discussing, what's the Kate Hudson movie, honey?
The one where she is a mom, her kids, her
Saving Helen. Raising Helen, whatever it is.
Saving Private Helen.
So here's Bart's discussion. He says, when I sit down, he says, Dad, this is what I'm talking about with Mom. He says, why would they put that movie in theaters? Why would theater owners put that movie in their theaters?
He was saying it's a piece of trash, and they could make more money off of better independent films.
So
why would they put that one in theaters? And so we, in agreement, we said, well, because that makes money. Mm-hmm. Oh no, it doesn't.
And I said, well, now hold on, wait a minute. All the movies that are out there are crap, and they all make money. And people go to see them. That's why they're independent films, because
Kate Hudson is bank.
It's a niche audience.
Right.
And I said,
very
to Bart,
popular lady in
said,
the movies.
I said to Bart, you go to any guy that runs like a multiplex, and you say to him, okay, there's a really cool independent film that's getting great raves, or you can run The Day After Tomorrow.
In every theater, especially out in the suburbs.
Oh, well, then Bart, here was his answer to that. And this is where I wanted to slug him. He said, hey, Dad, I read in EW, and I had to stop him for a second. I go, what is EW? Entertainment Weekly.
Oh.
Okay. I go, right, you're quoting Entertainment Weekly to me.
Which is really like People Magazine.
Right. It's like entertainment for morons.
Yeah.
We're subscribers, incidentally, of course, because we're morons. He said, if you look at what movies made over the weekend, the independent movies make more per screen than the big major pictures do per screen. And I explained to him, I said, well, that's if you have, for instance, a movie like Supersize This, and it's only going to be on... Supersize Me. It's only going to be on 200 screens. Well, they're going to do well because that it's a coffee house type movie. And that,
right.
They're gonna, but you can't roll that out wide yet until you know, because it's too smart for people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just... And the whole time we're... Honey, you got to help me on this, because while we're trying to have a logical...
I'm not the room. room, because really I had already had the discussion with him, and I think he's adorable, unless you're arguing with him, because he's so perfectly 19. I mean, it is just. It's just what they're supposed to think they know it all. Frieda, so I, to get caught up in the discussion, that's why I left. It's just frustrating.
Frieda said, I don't know anything about movies, but I think what you're telling me is not correct. And Bart said, well, what I'm telling you is correct. And Frieda said, I don't think it is. And he said, where do you think he gets this desire to argue from?
So then
she leaves. And it's just me and him.
Uh-huh.
And I said, so do you want to hash this out with me now? And he said, Dad, here's the... And I said, no, hold on.
There was tag team arguing. I sold it early, and I handed it off to you.
I said, listen, here's the deal. I'll tell you, I don't work in the movie business. I just go to the movies. But I guarantee I know more about how movies are marketed and about how movies are made than you know. And he said, okay, if you think that... Now, I swear to God, he says this to me.
Uh-huh.
Now, he doesn't mean it with malice. It's
no.
Just like everything that he says. He's right about everything. I said, okay, so you know more about movie making, marketing movies, what made what, why they do what than I do? He said, absolutely.
God.
And how do you respond to that?
What does he base his... His knowledge on.
He goes to a lot of movies.
Right. He watches a lot of movies. And he wants to play, you know what, you should do this on air. He'll play movie trivia with you.
He goes to a lot of movies.
I'll take him on that one.
And he goes to a lot of websites.
And EW.
Oh, that would be good. Uncle Mike and Bart.
However,
but I mean, we'd have to go, if it was movie trivia, we'd have to go back, I have a disadvantage for recent films.
With him, it would just be movies that are in his, you know, go-to cat, like anything with Bruce Campbell. He loves, is that the guy's name, Bruce Campbell?
Yeah.
Bruce Campbell.
He's, was it Army of Darkness?
See, I'm already at a disadvantage.
Yeah, right. So that's his wheelhouse, but it's like, here's the thing. He's a dopey, I love him, he's a dopey 19-year-old arguing with me.
Hey, 19.
About if the Kate Hudson movie is going to do well or not, and I'm saying, I think it's going to do well. He said, well... I think it's a mistake. I said, well, then you should call Paramount Pictures or Miramax, whoever it is, and tell them you think it's a mistake. He said, well, no, it's, I said, so you tell me everybody in America that's running this Kate Hudson movie, and I don't even like the movie,
right?
But I'm arguing. I said,
right.
Every theater owner that's operating.
Sounds like it was more peaceful when he used to sleep in.
Let Bart talk to Les Moonves.
It was.
He could help.
And hey, a nice surprise for me this morning when I go downstairs, because I have to go downstairs because of the bathroom thing. I have to go down to the basement bathroom.
Uh-huh.
I go down there at 6 o'clock this morning after being woken up by the workers outside.
Uh-huh.
Who arrived at our home before 6 this morning.
Right.
I go downstairs, and I notice that, well, something's not quite right here.
Uh-huh.
I open the door, and, oh, there's one of Bart's friends. just crashing.
Just there.
There he is.
Another 19-year-old.
Another one. Another one.
They're multiplying.
And you know, I should have told Bart, I know why Supersize Me has done so well in the box office. Anyway, friends from work, I was going to see that. And I did see it the other night. It was great. But they thought I was going to a porno movie.
Hey, how was that? Was that a good movie?
That was excellent.
Supersize Me?
It was excellent. It'll make you, you know what, Mike, you should see it too, because it'll make how you teach your children to eat completely different when you realize.
Honey, you shouldn't be like, honey, you mean you speak with the best of intentions and you do eat good for you, but you should not lecture Mike or anybody else about getting their kids to eat good food. Mm-hmm. Our kid eats the worst food.
I'm totally out of control with Bart. I mean, he's on his own. I did my good mother thing.
My sister never did the fast food thing with her kids. I mean, it was very, very healthy. Healthy stuff in the house all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
all I know, listen, here's all I know. All I know is that I hate being, every time, I hate it. And you hate it more than me, don't you really? I know, you don't know anything you're talking about with Bart?
I really told him the other day, I said, you are just so perfectly 19. I'm glad you think that. I mean, it's something he'll grow out of, so no, it doesn't stress me. But if I start arguing with him like you did, I want to kill him too, so I don't.
I have a very, very vivid memory of my sophomore year in college going to a couple of classes and just starting to realize
mm-hmm.
that maybe I was full of it a little bit, and that my parents weren't.
Where do
and
I sign my kid up for that class?
No, I'm not alone.
Where do you happen? You're
alone.
Full of it 101.
I am not alone. There are a lot of, it's there's something about that age. They call it the magic age of 20 when you kind of, a lot of kids have that. Now, there are a lot of kids that don't, but they're, you know, I think I called my father my second semester, my sophomore year, mm-hmm. and like said, you know, a lot of the stuff you've been saying is absolutely right.
Oh, I would die for a call.
Oh, he got emotional.
You're probably right, Mike, and what would be really fun is to tape him saying the things he says.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, in 3 years or 5 years, we can play that for him. Where he says that, I don't need to go to class. He said I could teach myself everything from reading books. I could teach myself.
Here was another great one.
That's amazing.
Here was another great one. Because, you know, he's on vacation. He's on summer vacation. He's off from school. So you're not thinking about school. Was one of the things he said we're talking about, you're talking with him about what he wanted to do. He's, I'll just be an entertainer.
we're not sure how. Meanwhile, he's just entertaining us.
Just be an entertainer while he's lecturing us about why college is worthless because you really don't have to, it's just a piece of paper.
Oh,
and this morning, hold on, one last thing. Do you think it was a slip when he called me dude?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Dude, you don't understand.
Mike, that's insane. Honey, was that not the context? And I said, did you just call me dude?
Yeah.
And my name is Dad. My name's not dude.
Oh, my.
Dude. Yeah. Great. But, you know, so just to balance it out, there's nobody that's smarter, that has a better heart.
Honey, I already said that we love him. He's a great kid.
Yeah.
I already said
that. He is so smart. He will be successful at whatever he chooses to do. It's just cute. I mean, it's like you and Mike when you see your little girls go through different stages. It's funny seeing a 19-year-old go through the stages.
I've gotten the warnings. I've heard that it starts between 12 and 13.
Yeah.
That's when I should start to buy the extra case of whiskey.
Mm-hmm. All right, darling. Well, I love you.
I love you too, boo-boo.
I love you. I'll see you later.
Goodbye.
All right, goodbye. He knows everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the age.
Knows everything.
And then some people get to be 19 and then they're like that forever. Like us.
Well,
like we've been like that since we were 19.
Like I said to Bart, though, the thing is, I do know everything.
Yes, so do I.
You know, I mean, in limited categories, but I do know everything.
But the reason you're successful is you've always felt that way from the very beginning, even when you didn't. Right?
Buzz, I always knew everything.
I know, see?
Born with it.
Right.
Born with knowing everything.
Well, you know, we both feel that way, and that's why we're actually in the perfect line of work. It's the greatest line of the work for know-it-alls in the world.
Right.
And, you know, on the radio, especially more than any other medium, you can do that and go, no, I happen to have right here. And you just hold up a piece of scrap paper.
I have an article written right here.
You'll see. Oh, he's even worse than we are.
Suppositories.
There it is.
Wow, we are late. We got to hit a break. We should have hit 10 minutes ago. Yeah. Rob,
yes.
listen, be a dear, please, and say some words before, because this could be it.
Yeah,
Rob.
Rob's got to leave.
Yeah, right.
Not under the knife, I guess.
You're going to get your back lasered.
Yes. Oh, you want the death mark.
They're not doing it here?
Where's your lucky music? No, it's got to be, Buzz, it has to be done at the doctor's office.
But the nice thing about where our studios are, our studios are located where a lot of these offices are.
And
Rob's very close by. Yes.
And convenient to several good funeral parlors.
So what is the procedure they're going to be doing on you now?
First, they will shave me. And you'll have the pleasure of hearing that. It'll go from, I guess, my shoulders and neck all the way down to the cleft.
To your knees?
Yes, to the back of my knees where the hair is thickest.
So you're going to have them do it by your...
No.
It's by your coolie?
It stops before it gets to my coolie.
As we said yesterday, so nothing Brazilian?
Nothing Brazilian.
So you won't be going to coolie high?
No chance. There won't be any use of clamps?
I never said that.
Restraints?
But that'll be just before the day is out.
Stirrups?
Nothing for pleasure.
Okay.
And then, they will shave me and then laser me.
And we will hear this all live on today's show.
Absolutely.
How long do they estimate it will take to do your procedure?
See, today is Wednesday.
Come on.
I think I'll be done by noon.
Going in for
estimate.
News. Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, get out of here. Good luck.
So long, friends.
If anything
ever
happens, Rob.
Bye-bye, then.
Bye-bye, then.
It's been nice.
Rob, good
Very
luck.
Very nice.
Good luck to you.
Mike, thank you.
Hold on. Here is the hotline. Hello.
That's cool. Talk about me when you think I'm at work.
I got to do a break. If you want to call back.
You know what's neat? He knew that you were talking about him.
Sure.
Because he knows everything.
It's a fact. No, I can't help it if you're jealous.
That you know everything?
Yep.
Okay, listen, I don't have time to... I believe Mom and I already recreated that fabulous movie discussion we had today.
Explain the concept of a back-end deal.
What?
Bart?
It's a movie question. Explain the concept of a back-end deal.
I don't need to.
Why? Explain it to Uncle Mike.
I don't need to humor Uncle Mike.
Well, I'm not asking you to humor me. I'm asking you a direct question that I really am vague about when it comes to movies. You hear about back-end deals a lot.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
See, but if you were sitting with him and he said that to you, you'd want to slug him. If he just looked at you and said, hey, don't worry about it.
No, but I'm confident in the fact that he absolutely has no idea what it is.
No, he doesn't.
No, I do. I do. Just don't worry about it.
No, you don't know.
If you don't understand, it's fine.
So there is...
Not everyone can understand it.
So there is something you don't know. You don't know what back door is. And thank God you don't know what back door is. Back end deal.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
Don't worry about it.
What about points?
Don't worry about it.
What about if someone is...
Well, now, this is childish if we're saying don't worry about it every time. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Answer one of these questions about movie making.
You call me at a bad time, Dad, and you know I'm at work.
No, I didn't call you. You called me.
I'm just telling you, I know you're talking about me.
Okay. I'll see you tonight.
Maybe you won't.
Okay. He learned that one from his mother.
Ah.
I will lose no sleep over it. I'll see you whenever you get home.
After you
get done convincing everybody you know everything.
All right.
All right, love you. See ya.
That's nice. Bye.
Bye. What did he say?
That's nice. That's
he was working you.
Yeah. Of course he was.
Working everybody.
Of course he was. He's his mother's son.
He's 19.
Of course he was. They both secretly hate me. Who am I kidding? It's not a secret. Rob's laser hair removal today is courtesy of the Sona Laser Center of Fairfax.
Wonderful.
www.sonadc.com. We're very late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know, later in the show, just before the show's over at some time today.
Sure.
I just want to say that I love you all. Because I know Rob, I didn't want to get in the way of Rob's procedure. Right. I have a procedure tomorrow.
Oh, my.
Oh, I do.
Oh, my. Well, Mike, we will devote as much time as we need to it. Let me just ask, elective?
Yeah, elective.
It's okay. Elective.
It's elective, but it's something. It's
elective. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
Nothing serious. It's just a ticker.
I know you'll be happier as a woman.
Great. We got a break. How many times have I told you? What do you need those testicles for?
I know. I'm excited.
We have to break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ah, yes. It's OnStar.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I used it today. It's great. If you're driving in an area where you get your cell phone goes beep, beep, and then it says you've fallen out.
Can I tell you a serious OnStar story?
Yes.
I seriously got a wrong number call from OnStar today. And it was an old lady, and I swear to God, she said, Gordon, is that you? And I said no, but it was still wonderful because isn't it nice to have that coming through your big stereo speakers?
Yes, and you hear the beep beep from your cell phone. It doesn't work. You press OnStar, the white button. You say dial the number, and you'll always get through. OnStar Personal Calling has better reception in areas, like I was just saying, where there's limited range. Not only is it hands-free and always there, it just may work when your cell phone doesn't.
OnStar Personal Calling is available in most markets. Visit OnStar.com for more information.
OnStar Personal Calling, available in most markets. Visit OnStar.com for more information. I don't know if Joe timed the breakout or not.
Okay. The Don and Mike Show.
I guess. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's fucking awful. It's a young man. Heart disease. The silent killer. There are worse ways to go. Even still, I'm the fish you're doing. Pretty f***ing humiliating. It's how Elvis died. That guy in Hollywood, too. Don something. Producer of The Simpsons.
The Don and Mike Show. Hypnolarious. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, well, Robbie Spiewak is on his way to the doctor's office now.
Yes, he is. He's going to get his hair lasered off.
And they tell us that the shaving part will be just as fun to hear as the actual lasering of his back hair.
Yeah, and the way I heard, I don't want to make Rob nervous if he's listening.
Yeah.
But I just heard there's going to be a lot more shaving that he had planned for.
Hmm. They're going to go south of the border.
Yeah, they have to. For sanitary reasons.
Right. And also, he'll look super at the beach.
Yeah, he will. You know, it'll be fantastic. Really. Hair is what stands between him and looking great with his shirt off.
That's right. Here's what you call it. And I'm saying, Mike, even beyond the back.
Right.
Just give him the European look. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. The Brazilian
look. The Brazilian look. That's right.
Give him a Brazilian laser. Oh. That's what I want the doctor to do.
You'll hear it live on the show today. Uh-huh. And this is going to be wonderful and uncomfortable because normally Rob stands in the studio.
And Rob, and just to give everybody a little background because I'm more of an observer.
Yes.
When Rob's in here with Don, you know, I'm going through all the stuff that I read. This is the only time of the day I read is when I'm in this studio during commercial breaks. Don and Rob quite often have their own thing going, their own show back there. And he's been back there for a good long time.
Mm-hmm. 10 years he's been standing back there.
I mean, and it's been and without any breaks.
Yeah, and right. And now he turned around and it's
hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe. There's a old Shaggy Joe. So I had to tell Joe in a nice way. I said, Joe, you don't have to stay in here during all of the commercials.
He can't replace Rob.
No. Only Rob is allowed to stay in here. Unless you want to talk about... Well, guys, I've never asked you your opinions on... don't step up to the microphone.
I don't think there's an outside chance you could even begin to have a conversation with Joe.
No, you know, and why talk to Joe when we've got him on tape?
I'm not talking about Joe not being able to have that conversation. It's just you've got that thing with Rob.
Yeah, I was going to
say,
let me just ask Joe, not even on mic. No, just generally speaking,
yes.
Who do you hate?
Do I hate?
So you've taken, never mind, you lose. You've taken too much time.
Rob,
you've already failed the audition.
There would have been three people immediately.
You've already failed the audition. What a girl, what a faggot I am. Last night, I was actually going through my American Idol withdrawals.
Oh, really?
Well, because I'm in that mode of going home, even though, you know, this whole week is screwy because it's Wednesday.
Right.
But it feels like Tuesday,
it's
right?
Wednesday, and we all know what that means.
And I go to the... hold on. Who is this on the hotline? Hello?
I miss you.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I miss all of you. And by the way, if you had asked me that question, I hate stupid people.
I knew you'd have the answer immediately.
How far?
And it's not exclusive to that. It's just that's a good way to start.
Mm-hmm. How far away are you from your destination?
We're about halfway there.
Okay. I miss you, too.
She's Clementine in her car.
Rob is driving around with one of our Asian...
Clementine Tran.
One of our Asian salespeople.
Well, yeah. She's newly married, Rob. Does she have a new name?
Yeah, what's your name now? Now that you're married to Augie. His name is also Tran? Yeah. Now, you're keeping your name? She's keeping her name.
So it's going to be... She's going to do one of those career woman things?
Yeah, you're a career woman, right?
With a hyphen?
Yes.
The hyphen.
Are you going to hyphenate your name? No. She already has two middle names, guys.
And she's funny because she's Asian-looking, but she's from North Carolina.
Would you like to say hi?
To Clementine Tran?
Yes.
When I first met her, I expected her to say,
hi.
Lisa Don.
Hi, Clementine.
Hey, Clem.
Hey, how are you?
What's happening? So, what's it like
just
being...
Just driving.
Are you driving or is Robbie driving?
I'm driving, so I'm going to hand it back to him.
So, congratulations. We understand you're a newlywed.
Yes, I am. I just got married on Saturday.
Oh, wow. Just Saturday? No honeymoon, huh?
No. I had to make sure everything was good about for Rob.
Boy, you're going to go places in this company with that attitude.
Clementine, have you seen Rob without his shirt on yet?
No, I'm about to take the picture, though. I'm kind of scared.
It is terrifying beyond description. And you're going to keep Clementine Tran as your name? You will not assume the name of your betrothed?
Definitely. I'm just keeping my name.
Okay. So.
Why is that?
I already have two middle names, and his last name is long, so...
And what's your... You have two middle names?
Yes. It's Clementine Twee Ton Tran, so...
Wait, so can you give us that again? Mm-hmm. Twee Tron Tran?
It's Clementine Twee Ton Tran.
Twee
and his last name is Mel...
For my money, you go with that. Hi, this is Clementine Twee Ton Tran.
You could be the most famous sales rep in the history of WJFK.
That's almost got like a DJ jingle. Say it again, would you say it again?
Because it's Clementine, and then the second one is what, T-W-E-E?
Oh, no, it's Vietnamese. It's T-H-E-Y.
Oh, no, listen, Clementine, one of my neighbors is from Vietnam. Her name is Twee as well.
So that's it.
So I'm familiar with Twee. Mm-hmm.
Twee, Clementine Twee Ton Tran.
Right.
Clementine Twee Ton Tran.
See, there you go.
It's all how many? Clementine, tween, ton, ten.
It's tweetron, tweeton, tran.
Right.
Right. All it the means hits, merciful all blue waters.
The it means what, Clementine?
It means merciful blue waters.
Oh, that's nice. Merciful blue water.
Yeah. Clementine, tweeton, ten.
Tran.
There you go.
All the best hits this summer.
We ought to give her a jingle.
Clementine Tweeton
Tran.
Tran.
Right. I've got it all. I've committed it to memory.
There you go.
Does Rob appear to be nervous to you, Clementine?
Just slightly, but he doesn't know I plan to increase the power on him. So
he has boring into his inner organs.
And this elective surgery on poor Rob, this will put a lot of yen in your pocket, won't it?
Actually, yes. I plan to have the same car as you, Mike. So.
Oh, wonderful. But that's I wish you the very best. And that,
thanks.
Of course, that is a wonderful car, made in Japan.
I love it. It looks beautiful. That's the car I want.
And, you know, Clementine, really, if we can speak frankly, and I hope we can, because now we've formed this bond, I hope you just get any car. Because I'm tired of seeing that rickshaw downstairs.
Oh, God. Oh,
which car?
No.
Never mind. I'm quitting you, Clementine. Clementine.
It is Clementine Tweeton Tran.
That's correct.
And what is your, by the way, do you mind giving your real last name, I mean your married last name now?
I think she did, right?
What was it? You did it briefly. The hubby's name is what?
Oh, his name is August Nelson.
August.
Augie.
Augie Nelson. Yes. They can't, yes. Bro, that sounds like, you know, something of a 50s television show.
Like Augie Doggie.
Augie Doggie. Oh, that's wonderful.
And there you are in the car with Rob.
Yes, we just got here, so I'm going to pass it off to him, okay?
Thanks, Clement. Good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's Clementine Twee
Ton Tran.
You know, the name Spiewak also means merciful blue water.
Clementine Twee Ton Tran.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She should go with that. Rob, are you nervous?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I don't know what to expect, but I don't think I'll lose a life.
Well, good luck. I guess.
Regretfully, I have passed.
I guess. Let me see. We've got the sound from inside the doctor's place hooked up, so we're ready for you. Get in there.
Hi, Don.
All right, talk to you soon.
All right, bye. Oh, Wendell.
Yeah, hi, Don.
How you doing?
Hey, what's happening, Wendell?
Hey, Smoot, what's happening?
Hey, here he is. Ready for Rob's lasering.
Mm-hmm. And sounds like they got everything all fired up in there. Sounds like it's a. Hey, Wendell, is it a sterile environment?
Relatively so. It's just the gear that we brought in that's kind of filthy.
Wendell, is there a bunch of cold blue steel around?
No, it's actually quite warm. There's a salmon-colored wall here with a picture of two men running on a beach. It says smooth move or something. I'm not sure what that's about.
Is it a gay picture?
It looks pretty kind of, yeah.
Really?
The laser is set to 17.5 joules per square centimeter.
Ah.
Of course it is.
The size is 15 millimeters.
What?
Is that a larger...
Is it for 15 Wendell. Millimeters?
Wendell.
Yes. He's an engineer, Mike.
Is that a larger size to accommodate the massive amount of hair on Rob's back?
I'm not sure, but the dial seems to be up in the red zone. I'm not sure what the red means.
Yeah.
Have you seen Rob's doctors yet?
Yeah, and they're pretty cute.
They are pretty cute.
Them, I didn't catch their names, but this place is just filled with like 25-year-old chicks.
Really?
Huh.
Really? Have you tried to hit on anybody?
Haven't gotten any phone numbers yet, no.
Really? Okay.
25-year-old chicks and Rob.
They're all hotties, Wendell?
So my chances are excellent.
Well, you know what? They're probably all there for that Stacy Bin bikini wax.
I would think so. Yeah.
Right?
I mean, for permanent hair removal.
Right, mm-hmm. for women who
Somehow
have...
Somehow I'm getting incredibly turned on.
Women who have a lot of hair. Like Stacy Bin. Take it all. That's why I don't know if this is the place she went to. Rob is going to do a commercial, but they probably won't want me talking about it if it was another place.
Right.
But there was a lady DJ in town.
Yeah, and she, that took days.
Ongoing process.
It's all removed, Jackson.
Her sponsor was Black & Decker.
All right, Wendell, well, please let us know what's happening the moment Rob arrives.
I will, sir.
Wendell, you have any unwanted hair that you'd like to get rid of?
I don't know if they do ears or not.
And, Wendell, what's new in your world since we spoke to you at the opening of yesterday's show?
Not too terribly much. The cars run a little bit better, although the carbs still need to be rebuilt.
All right. Okay. Thanks. Thank you, Wendell. The button-down mind of Wendell Hall. He's a match strike away from exploding.
Right. And you're going to get right on cart machine number 6, right?
Mike, don't say that to him. Part six is fine, Wendell.
All right, goodbye, Wendell. Bye, Wendell.
Bye, see you later.
Bye.
All right, that's Wendell. He's at the doctor's place.
The laser set up here for all the... I'm going to get the laser this evening. It's turned off into the red. And we're going to get it working right now. Let's see what's happening right now. There's some... quite a few honeys around here.
What was the technical jargon he's throwing at us? 17 megabytes per...
Joules per second to basically travel right through the skin, right into his deepest organs.
I'm looking.
I would say that this laser, if you tweak it the right way, you can turn it up and you can get right to his spleen. You can burn away his spleen.
It was very mellow Wendell at times.
The doctor's office.
I'm looking at picture of two.
He's walking out in the lobby. Hi, how are you? Here for some hair removal? I'm an engineer in radio.
Wendell wearing all of his like denim, all of his biker clothes
black
that he wears.
T-shirt, you know, it says I love guns on the front of it.
His beard.
Having some hair removed? Could I see? Could I see what you're having removed? Please show me. Show me now. Yes. It's turned up to 1 million joules. I've got 1 million joules.
Yes.
I've got 1 million joule power.
I'll fix them. Oh, my friend, Cart Machine 6. You're my friend.
Yes, all those jokes about Cart Machine number 6. Well, when the doctor's not looking, I'm going to slide right over to this laser.
The joke.
Considering this is the most powerful laser in the world and can blow your spleen clean out.
Rob, please vote as I now make the number 6 in your back.
Okay, you like this funny man? The doctor didn't know that I recalibrated the laser, causing excruciating pain and destroying your inner, pulverizing your inner organs.
Private Hall!
What's this? A jelly donut in your footlocker.
Except with Wendell, it would be like guns and ammo. Private Hall! What is this in your locker?
It's a grenade, sir. It's a live grenade. It's a live grenade, and I'm not giving it back.
Wendell Hall. And Wendell Hall is, I think, is he currently involved with a woman? I don't believe he is.
The last time Wendell had a girl that we knew about was when he was involved with Juicy Lucy.
Juicy Lucy? Then I think he dated somebody for a while, and I think he might be single now.
I don't know, so he's out there. Girls, he's out there.
Yeah.
WSM.
I recently had a makeover myself, but I haven't had any hair removal. I'm wondering if you'd like to see the million joule... a recalibrated laser that I've got here. It should be lots of fun, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't even got a joke on a date. It's not a joke. The date is this. I meet you at the station.
It's a lot of fun. We'll go for a very brief drive.
And then it's actually a two-part date. First, I'll go to Don's house. We kill him, stab him.
Yes.
Chop him into little pieces. Then we go to Mike's house.
Yes.
We kill him, chop him into little pieces.
And then we go down and put them on hooks and fish for snakehead. Should be lots of fun. Or, of course, we could have a mellow evening and just go to the shooting range. I'd like to take you. I'm an NRA member. I could take you into the special indoor shooting range at the National Rifle Association.
Hey, do you want to go to the range? Look at all these pictures of Don and Mike I have.
Wonderful. Little outline. Silhouettes of Don and Mike. Boom.
Card number 6. Boom.
If you, if the relationship proceeds accordingly, according to plan, I could take you on a lovely vacation out to the Wild Wild West, where we could visit my friend's ranch and shoot bazookas. Oh, what fun that is. And then follow it up by a lovely ham and egg dinner.
Could be delicious.
After an evening and morning of firing bazookas, we're both very tired and sore. We will enjoy ham and eggs.
Sex and a steak.
Yeah, sex and a steak. Tired and sore.
Anyway, that's Wendell.
We love you, Wendell. You know that.
Let's make sure he does.
Wendell, you know we love you, right?
Wendell?
Oh, yeah. I know. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Rob's there already?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm answering the questionnaire. Do I have any moles that have any hair?
Yes.
To be treated?
Oh, I guess I shouldn't have mentioned that.
Do you have any moles that don't have any hair? Ought to be the legitimate question.
Rob, those moles, we know where they are. Those are on those buttocks of yours.
That's right.
The hair coming out of your moles look like palm trees. Hey, surprised they don't have coconuts on top of the hairs.
Those aren't coconuts.
God. This is going to be a fun afternoon.
All right, goodbye, Rob. Listen, if we break and we come back, are they going to shave you?
I believe so. Are we almost ready for shaving? Yes, absolutely.
Hey, Robert, there are a lot of hotties around there?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
Hmm. Good.
So that's good. It's an upscale environment.
Have you taken your shirt off yet?
Not yet.
Do you think maybe you could do a walk through the lobby after that?
There's no one out there right now.
Oh, there's no one out there. So they've cleared the decks for Rob.
What, I believe they have.
There's no receptionist? There's no nobody out there?
I didn't see a single soul when I came in.
Really?
I wish we were there. I really wish we were there. I'd love to see it.
You could be here in 10 minutes.
Go ahead if you want.
No, I'm not going to leave you alone.
I'm staying there. I don't want to see him with his shirt on getting lasered.
Shirt off.
What did I say?
Shirt on.
Shirt off. On. Shirt off, yeah.
Skins and shirts.
You know. That's right. Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rob. We'll
Rob, do you think it'd make you feel more comfortable if Wendell took his shirt off, too, while you were having the procedure?
No. He's already done it, and it's not helping.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know he was pierced.
You know, he has hanging from his nipples.
It's a bullet.
Grenades. Pull the pin. Pull the pin. Let's play roulette.
Boobs. It's the pin. It's the pin for the grenade. That's what's pierced him.
One is a dud.
We will we'll check back with you, Robbie.
Bye then.
Okay, right. There he is.
There's that annoying little delay that I hate so much.
I'm not sure exactly what it is he's having done. He's just having all of the hair removed from his back.
His back, and there's tons of it.
And you'll hear it live when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
Jerk face. Sucker.
Dumb ass.
Moron.
Damn idiot.
Moron.
Stupid. Freaking. Dope.
Jerk face.
Moron.
Don and Mike.
Oh, this is awful broadcasting behavior.
Afternoons 2 to 7 on 106.7 WJFK.
Oh, God. Hello?
I ain't kidding.
Hello, Mrs. Shannon.
Hey, hold on.
Seem to be having a little bit of difficulty.
Now the other machine's frozen up.
Oh, no. What's the problem?
The one that plays the music and stuff.
Oh, dear.
Give me a second. I got to reset.
You have to turn it off.
Got
to
reset the whole goddamn thing. And it's the one thing we have that is computer-like.
Right.
The one piece of equipment that we have that is digital just froze up.
Wow. Good news on the horizon, though. Everything will be computer-like in here eventually.
I know you're waiting for us to come back from break. We're probably back on the network already.
Hello, network.
We timed it. It's initializing now.
How are ye?
Version 2.1. Initializing.
Yeah, that's like good. A computer. You all really right. Have to boot it.
Right. Hold on. Now, listen. You're going to hear exactly what it sounds like when we come out of... Well, okay. Here we go. I'll do this like we do coming out of commercials.
Okay. Hail to the Redskins!
God damn. Let's try this one.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
WKFK.
And then we go back to machine number 6. But it worked.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, we're already back on the network, right?
Oh, yes, doesn't matter.
Cousin! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, Julia.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, God.
This is ghetto-licious.
You never love.
Why should this not work either? And
working delightfully non-blue, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
So much stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what's going on here today.
Well, you know, there's a lot going on. We've got, we've got a little remote broadcast set up down the street where there's laser hair removal.
Those things would have nothing to do with the debacle with the other machine, and then this machine.
Well,
right here.
Here's the bottom line. Those machines are old.
No, this one right here, this is only 8 or 9 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a decade old.
This one is Mike Show.
The one that's got all those tapes in it, that's only like 9 years old.
You know that, if you touch that and you rub your feet on the floor, it'll short that out.
Rob's laser hair removal.
Yes.
Courtesy of the Sona Laser Center of Fairfax.
Sona.
www.sonadc.com. Let's go live now to Rob, who is on the table, I believe. Rob?
Hello, friends.
Hi.
I'm shirtless.
Hey.
That sounds pretty good. Where's the microphone?
I'm sorry. It's right by my face.
Between two pillows.
Now, Rob, are you laying down on like a masseuse table?
Not yet, but I think that's the ultimate goal here.
But when
you shave me, will I be seated or laying when I'm being shaved?
You'll be seated while you're being shaved.
I'll be sitting up while I'm being shaved.
Hey, Rob, just because I'm picky this way. Hey, Wendell, is there like a treble control on Rob's microphone or anything like that?
No.
No? Okay. All right.
So are they going to
start? It does sound like it's between two pillows.
Are they going to start shaving now?
Yeah, we can begin at your leisure.
Okay.
Go for it. Shave him.
My leisure would have been as soon as the equipment started malfunctioning.
Back there. She is tucking a towel into my pants.
Oh. Baby!
Fantastic.
Yeah. Into the front or back?
Fantastic.
Into the back, I'm guessing, right?
Starting at the back. Who knows where it'll lead.
And you're shirtless right now.
I am shirtless. I'm seated on like a massage table. Hold on. We can hear this, maybe.
That sound of Rob getting his back shaved.
Uh-huh.
Ask the girl if she's ever seen a back as hairy as yours.
Ever seen a back this hairy?
No comment.
How about on a woman? Has
no
she ever
comment.
Seen? How about on a? Has she ever seen a back this hairy on a woman?
Ever seen a back this hairy on a woman?
No.
She sounds lovely, Rob. Please describe the shaving technician.
Her shaver.
She is lovely. She has brown hair. I can't see her right now, so I'm having to work by memory.
Oh, that's you have your back to her. You have your back to her.
Exactly, which is perfect.
And let's listen to the shaving.
Well,
cutting through the forest.
It's as exciting as we had hoped it would be.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very exciting. And
it's going to take her a little while. Now, I see that she's using
that's too bad.
I wasn't expecting that.
A powered shaver. Will you be using those razors over there?
Yes, I will be.
Oh, so I'll be clean shaven before the day is out.
How long? Ask her how long she thinks it's going to take her to shave your back.
How long do you think this will take?
The shaving or the treatment itself?
Both.
It's just the shaving, Robbie.
The shaving will probably take about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. The treatment itself will take about an hour.
About an hour and 15 minutes.
That's really no fuss and no muss.
I don't know.
Sure.
I'm not sure how much of that you're going to be hearing on the radio today. But, you know, more power to you.
That's great.
Rob? She's finished on my neck. She's down to my meaty left flank now.
Oh, your meaty left flank.
All right, now.
So she's going to do it with the clippers, with the electric clippers, and then she'll take the razor to you.
Yeah, I believe so.
What kind of razor is it, Rob?
What kind of razor is that? What's the brand name?
It's a Conair.
Very good.
Conair.
Yeah.
Conair. That was a great movie with Nicolas Cage. Also, if I'm not mistaken, perhaps not the Cadillac of
shavers. How come she's not using a straight razor, Rob?
Can we get a straight razor in here?
Like the kind they use in the Wild Wild West.
Isn't Conair like Emerson?
It's a good brand.
You buy somebody like an Emerson radio, you just got like a $20 gift certificate to Target.
Rob, when she takes the razor to your back,
I'm sure it's fine professional quality stuff.
Is there any chance that she would perhaps lop off an angry mole?
You know, I don't know. Do you think there's anything that's going to get cut off back there?
No.
She does have a bewitching laugh, though, doesn't she?
Now, does she wear rubber gloves?
She does. Uh-huh.
She does.
I can see them now. She's up to my meaty right shoulder now.
Now, does she need your flesh at all, or is it simply...
Now, when you say need, you mean like squeezing and rubbing?
Yeah. You need bread.
No, she's not. There's been very little touching. I don't know. Maybe she's avoiding it.
Really?
Huh.
And Rob, please describe the celebrity she most resembles.
You know, I would guess a young Bernadette Peters.
Wow, so she's
saucy looking.
She's got a lot happening, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Really?
Now, will she be doing... We haven't met this woman. She can hear us. What is your name, ma'am?
Actually, let me give her some headphones. Hold on.
Oh, never mind.
You can't. No, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Maybe we have headphones right here. Can you put these on?
Okay. Sorry.
Here.
It's Mike.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it. It's kind of like this whole show today. Although this is, you know, This is a good show because it's such a mixed up, messy show.
Right.
It's a good show. It's a good show.
Nothing, you know, I'm just kind of curious about.
Nothing's gone right today.
The young Bernadette Peters.
Right now she's shaving the small of my back.
The small of your back.
Oh, man, we're at the bottom of the ski slope. Time to go into the cabin.
And you do mean butler cabin, don't you?
Oh, dear.
Oh, my. Man, better not put anything electric down there. You might not get it back. It'll never come back. It'll be lost forever.
This is no boating accident.
The little Kittner boy's going to come spilling out all over that dock.
Better watch out. She's going to get hit in the face with a license plate.
My God, what's in here? There's a housing development.
Oh, look, it's a 12-pack of Beck's beer.
Oh, it's an entire lot of Hyundais.
So how far down is she?
Oh, she's moved on now. She's on my meaty left flank now.
When you're shaved with the regular razor, when the electric part's over, will she be using any kind of lotion or shave cream?
Yes. Will you be using any sort of lotion or anything when you shave?
Yeah, just a generic skin moisturizer so I don't have to dry shave.
Yeah, Rob, would you ask her if she's going to be saving the hair? We'd like to get that right out to the fans.
Absolutely.
I was going to weave it into a small blanket.
Rob, would you just ask her, tell her that we're asking you to ask if she finds you attractive.
Don would like to know if you find me attractive.
I maintain a professional relationship.
Tell her, tell her to drop the professional for a second. We're living in a hypothetical make-believe world.
This is a world of make-believe, and you're shaving my naked torso. Do you find me attractive?
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Ask her when she will be putting
you... I'm not even trying.
Ask her when she will be putting you to sleep.
When will I receive the general anesthesia?
Not today.
Not today. Not until I get home. And how's Wendell enjoying this show?
Wendell is sitting cross-legged in the corner.
Really? That's something he's not unaccustomed to.
Tell her you think you have to go.
Can she hear us right now? Can she hear us?
Yes, she can.
What is your name, doctor?
I'm actually a nurse. My name's Darcy.
Darcy.
How is Rob as far as a subject or a patient?
Darcy?
He wiggles around a little bit.
He what?
He wiggles.
He wiggles a little bit.
Yes, he does.
You bet.
One of my greatest traits.
All right, now, hey, Rob?
Yes?
Three words for you now, okay?
Okay.
Now, the front.
The small of my front.
Hey, Darcy, yes. What if we wanted to help out and pay and have Rob get a bikini wax?
If there's hair there, I can take care of it.
Oh, if there's hair there.
Oh, my God.
Man, is there a sun and a moon?
look at him. Where do you think there's not hair? He's got hair coming out of his eyeball.
Really?
Maybe the top of his head?
Hey, Darcy. Hey.
Welcome.
Hey, there you go.
Darcy's fitting right in on the show today. That's a good one.
She's certainly the wittiest nurse.
Rob, shut up for a second. I want to talk to Darby.
Darcy.
Hey, Darcy?
Yes.
Hey, Darcy, looking at Rob's head. Would you say he's a man who is losing his hair or is going bald? Be honest, please.
I think at this point, just losing his hair.
Just losing his hair.
How many steps away from going bald do you think? Under five, right? Under five steps from going bald.
Probably.
Now, Darcy,
she knows. She's just a registered nurse who deals with hair all day.
Darcy, are you the person who will be doing the laser, or does suddenly the like a doctor with some black cape come in with the laser procedure?
No, it will be me.
Oh, so you're doing the whole thing?
No, it's Dr. Xavier from the X-Files, or from the X-Men. The X-Files.
Let's say the X-Files. Who's the guy in the new Spider-Man that has the spine?
Oh,
Doc
Ock?
Dr.
Octopus.
We're ready for you, Mrs. Rewang.
You know, I've seen more than one ad for that, and I got one thing to say. What? I think the CGI looks sucky on the new Spider-Man. Maybe it'll be...
What's CGI?
Computer...
generated graphic. Yeah, right.
Images. I hope the movie looks better, but the ads I've seen...
Yeah, like, the Doc Ock part looks...
The first one really looked like Spider-Man was swinging through the streets of New York, just right. like in the comics, and this one's got that fake background look to it.
Swinging through, you know, with those webs the size of Rob's back hair.
Speaking of backgrounds...
We are face-to-face now, you see.
Oh. Speaking of backgrounds... Oh, so she's got you on your stomach?
No, she's got her on his back.
Oh, she's facing me now, and...
he's sitting up. Everyone's upright.
I don't know what I was saying.
Everyone's upright. I still have my shoes on.
Here's and, Darcy is lying on the floor shaving Rob's back.
Then Rob would be laying on top of her.
Yes, that would not work.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That would not work except when Rob like goes to the REM stage tonight.
See, I keep thinking that Rob's laying on a table when in actuality he's sitting in a chair.
Sitting up.
No, sitting on like a massage table.
Sitting on the table.
So he's not laying down. He's just sitting.
Sitting.
No, just sitting.
So like,
and she's working now on my my left shoulder.
Do you have shoes on?
I do. I have my Birkenstocks on, Mike.
Oh, that's fantastic. Ask Darcy what she thinks of those.
What do you think, babe?
I own a pair.
See, yeah.
What do you think about the feet, though, Darcy?
They could do some work on them.
Yeah. Maybe take a laser of those.
Laser my feet off.
Take a laser of those toes.
Now, when you spare the toes, I'd probably still take a size 10.
Darcy, darling, when are you actually going to start really cutting this man's hair? Darcy?
With the laser?
Is she cutting it now? Because she? Well, let's hear some of that. Let's hear the thick, coarse hair.
Are we still with the electric shaver, or have we moved to the blade yet?
We're still with the electric shaver. Okay. She's trying to determine
how
down she should go on my chest. I don't know.
Wait a second, Rob. Now I'm confused. I thought you were doing your back.
I am, but, I mean, it's all connected.
Yeah. Where do you stop? I mean, you can't just have a line.
No, Buzz, it's pretty easy.
Where do you cut the country. It's all America.
But hold on a second.
You're everywhere.
But if you're getting your back shaved... This is why I was saying, did you roll over on the other side? If she's doing your belly...
Well, no, she's not doing my belly. She's doing, like, the top of my shoulder.
Top of your shoulder, almost down to your nipple.
What do you mean almost? That's in the rearview mirror.
Rob, no, please... Rob, calm down. Please to describe the laser machine.
The laser machine is... it looks almost like a big, modern file cabinet with a TV in it.
A modern file cabinet with a TV in it.
My God.
Plastic file cabinet.
And what kind of outfit? Darcy, can you hear me?
Darcy?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, what type of outfit do you wear when you're doing this to Rob? Is there any leather involved?
You have a cute nurse outfit on?
I think it is cute. It's black pants and kind of a Mandarin-style white shirt.
Oh, hello.
I think it's cute.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Scrubs.
Unfortunately, the white shirt has my hair on it now.
Like everything has your hair on it.
That was a buzzkill right now. And you know what's killing us right here is that delay. That little delay.
It's like that thing on the Today Show when they're talking to somebody in Zimbabwe.
Right.
And they go, Katie Couric says, now let's go to Buzz in Zimbabwe. And it's like one beat, two beat. And he's only like four blocks away.
Hi, Katie.
Yeah. Good morning, Katie. Well, Rob, not that I'm not fascinated by this, but I'm not hearing anything that I don't hear on a normal day up in our office before the show.
They're still doing the electric razor part, and they're going to take the regular razor to Rob and shave him smooth.
It's electric.
So we'll check back as soon as something really bad's going to happen to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what needs to happen now is they'll finish the shaving and then begins the numbing. And then once the numbing takes hold, then they can shoot me full of lasers.
All right. And the numbing is, is that going to be applied by needle, Darcy? Or is that going to be applied by...
Mike, they do it with one of those little hammers, like when you want to tenderize meat. Wouldn't that be great if they had one of those little middle...
Toothy hammers. Or it could be acupuncture, too.
No, it's a gel lotion that I'll be rubbing all over
Rob's
back.
Yeah. Rob, if you can sneak a tube of that out to Joe, he'd appreciate it, too.
I want that numbing gel. Oh, and don't bother calling everybody.
On ice cream.
The hammer alarm is officially turned off today.
Yes.
I know. I realize I said hammer, and I'm saying it now. Hammer, hammer, hammer.
Hammer, hammer, Rob. Uh-huh. You can't grab it and play it.
Hammer, hammer, because we're not playing it today, Rob.
It breaks my heart, but somehow I'll get by.
Okay.
You know, when they came to us and said, how would you like an exciting on-air makeover?
Right.
An exciting, do-yourself with cosmetic surgery. We said, we'd love it.
Sure. Seems like a good idea.
I want to say, Rob, don't get offended by this. It was more exciting when I had my dog neutered on the show.
Wait till you see what we got in store for you.
Hey, I can't wait.
This makes the swan look like nothing.
I just hope that laser machine sounds like a cannon.
And there's no blood.
I like it.
Right now, it's like we're interviewing Rob while he's getting a haircut.
Right, exactly what it is.
That's what this is.
All right, well, then in that case, I'll sign off. Because I think we have to go with the straight razor now.
Okay. Enjoy.
He says yes.
Yes.
Enjoy.
I always do.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye then.
There we go.
Bye then.
That's Rob getting hair removed.
Not exactly. You no. know, although what do we expect?
You know, it's the whole thing where he belongs. He is where he belongs when he's behind you.
Yeah, he does.
He truly is.
He does. That's his spot.
Right.
And I'll tell you something else. I just, with no offense, I just don't feel quite right. Turn around looking. And there's Joe. Hey, right. Joe.
Hi, Doug.
And then it's the whole sex thing. When we were trying to get a description of Darcy.
And you know him.
A young
Bernadette Peters.
Thanks.
Someone from Broadway.
Yeah, meanwhile, she's probably like, who's the Dark Angel girl?
Jessica Albo.
She's probably some hot girl like that.
I'm sure.
Rob's there asking, do you know where the baby Ruth was invented? I do.
I love Annie, get your gun. Get me to the laser. The file cabinet with a TV inside.
Maybe hello. If they just give him some drugs.
Hello, Don and Mike. I was hoping they'd give him a Valium or something.
That would be great.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
I have something for Mike to listen to.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
How's that?
What the hell was that?
What was that?
Distorted, inaudible.
Was it MC Hammer?
Yeah.
Everybody's playing the Hammer game now. Because everybody can.
Okay.
All right, I got it.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye.
I was mainly just checking to make sure people were still listening after that. after that last riveting segment.
It was just fine. And, it's the delay. Uh-huh. It's a lot of things.
It's not exactly what... When they said laser hair removal, I imagined Rob sitting there. Mm-hmm. And you would hear... I know you don't hear like... Pew, 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 like lasers, but right. You would hear that...
Well, I thought it would be like a bang, bang, bang. Well, we haven't gotten to that point yet. So, I mean, all they're doing right now is the 6 hour shaving.
Yeah.
I thought it was, a quick procedure. We've run into some more obstacles than we anticipated.
If he's laying or if he's sitting, we're trying to figure it out. All of a sudden, she's on my belly. Well, how could she be on your belly? No, she's
I'm looking up at her right now.
Yeah.
She's on my shoulder now. God! What a great show. I am not kidding. This is a great one today. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What exactly are we looking at here?
What do you mean? What?
Well, I mean, is it the, or the...
Is it the Frank or the Bean?
Right.
I don't know. It looks like, I think it's a little bit of both.
Break them veins! Break them veins!
What's that bubble there?
What do you think? It's a...
Well, how the hell did you get the beans above the Frank? I mean, I don't know. It wasn't like it was a well-thought-out plan.
You know, there really does seem to be an awful lot of skin coming through there, so I need to find some Bactine, honey.
The Don and Mike Show. Now, even moister, the Don and Mike Show.
We're not going to just make this the whole show about the equipment today.
But it has been a day with this equipment.
I haven't noticed.
You don't even know. We were just standing in here. Commercials were playing. BA came in telling us about Les Moonves. She's still working on a project.
Trying to get him.
To get Les Moonves to call us. We congratulate him.
Uh-huh.
And Mike, as my witness, I'm standing away from the control board.
And like 7 commercials start playing at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm. I'm not touching anything. Beth Ann's not touching anything. Actually, it was just 2 of them that started at the same time.
But it sounded, because of the nature of the commercials, It sounded like there were 600 people talking to each other.
Chaotic.
No. Don't know what's wrong with the equipment here.
No.
Really don't know.
It's just crazy.
And I'm nervous about my procedure tomorrow.
And what is your procedure,
Mike? I'm having my heart looked at tomorrow.
Wow.
I'm having one of these 3D deals where they have this thing now where they can go inside of your chest.
Is that why you were eating a salad today?
No. I've been eating salads for 2 weeks.
Oh, was that when you went to the doctor when you switched?
No, I actually just I mean, it was probably coincided with the trip to the heart doctor.
Mm.
But I haven't eaten garbage because I haven't eaten like a garbage can.
So
are they going in or are they going to photograph from the outside?
What it is is they take a look at the outside of your heart.
Right.
And this they showed me the picture of this thing and it's space age because it takes a 3D image of your entire heart with the arteries and everything, and they can see the shape that your veins and arteries are in.
This machine, is it about the size of a modern file cabinet with a TV in it?
It's exactly what it looks like, and they have to shave me from head to toe first. Well, good luck, Mike.
Now, why are you playing this song?
I don't hear any song.
Yeah, I know what you're doing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But I hope, what I hope to do is to get a picture and bring in my heart tomorrow.
Of your heart?
And show you all my heart. Especially if, like, I'm really clogged and stuff like that. Which, really, I believe is probably true.
They went in to do that on me. They came back, x-ray is clear. No heart.
No heart.
I'm heartless.
It doesn't exist. But, hey, no blockages.
Well, good luck, Larry.
Thank you. It's a delightful time for me, too. You know how much I love getting up. I have to. The procedure begins at 7:55.
Wow. Lay King. It'll be like Lay King.
And then, you know, and I'll let you know if they rush me into surgery.
Here's the hotline. Hello.
I really did that, Mike.
You did a heart scan?
Yes, after my older brother, you know, my one brother passed away from his heart. My older brother had a heart scare, so I went in for mine. Mm. Just get checked out.
How do you like it?
I thought it was great. I mean, it's amazing to me that insurance doesn't pay for that. Because my brother, who had a heart scare, had a stress test 6 months ago that showed nothing.
Wow.
And then, 6 months later, he's about to have a heart attack.
You know, it's amazing that they don't, and it doesn't. And I don't get it. And insurance does not cover that.
It
doesn't make any sense. Because they're saying what it is it's an alternative to an invasive procedure where they go in and they look at your ticker. So it's very, very exciting.
Yeah, it's the only way to get really checked out. It's good for you. You should come. Convince my husband to do it.
All right. I'll let you know how it goes.
What is it you want me to do? I'm constantly at the doctor. What is it now?
It wouldn't hurt you to have your heart looked at because you don't know your history because you were adopted and they didn't tell you your history. Well, it doesn't hurt.
Like I don't go to the doctor enough? Like they're not poking me and prodding me enough already?
You love to have your picture taken.
You don't get poked unless you ask for that with this. I mean, there's no poking.
All right,
after
I'll be asking for it.
Fine. Yeah. I'll do it. Thank you.
Okay, goodbye,
Steve. All right, goodbye. All right, now I'm excited a little bit. Your wife gets me excited about stuff because it's like new and neat and fun and great and depressing.
We hope the news is good. And
no, we're not as fun if the news is...
It's not.
Well, sad.
We'll find other fun.
Yeah, we'll have fun. It's going to be big fun.
You'll be fine.
I'm not nervous about it.
You'll be fine no matter what they say.
Well, what do you think they're going to say?
I don't know what they're going to say. Maybe there'll be a bunch of cones outside your heart. You know those plastic traffic cones?
Right.
Maybe
there'll be a bunch of people in the lobby going, heart disease.
Maybe.
The silent killer.
Maybe there'll be one of those big flashing arrows to tell all of the blood to go past this blocked artery.
Well, we're going to see. I'll know tomorrow.
It'll be great, Mike.
And then I have a stress test after that. I have both. Oh. I was supposed to go a year ago, and I got yelled at. And my cardiologist is about the most honest doctor I've ever had. She said, hey, you got a great tan, and you're still fat. It's really kind of the greeting I got. It's like, hey, beautiful tan, you've been outside, not exercising.
Well, pleased to be letting us know.
Anybody try to push you back into the water?
Pleased to be letting us know exactly what happened.
A bunch of like news cameras show up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look what's on the beach. Push him back in. He's going to die up here. Should be lots of fun. I'm excited.
You'll be fine. And you know, no matter what my wife says, I'm sure I've had that test in the last 5 years at least once when I had to have a stress test.
Well, it's very elective, and they hesitate to tell you unless you really feel like you should get it. And
it's one of those deals when you blow like into this tube that they have hooked up to your mouth while you're running on the machine, and they tell you, you know, okay, run faster and run.
It's like cash out of pocket for me, though. It's seriously cash out of pocket. And you know, once again, the great healthcare system in this country, a fantastic test that can save lives.
You make a few dollars.
Yeah, but you know what?
What's a human heart worth?
But seriously, that irritates me, and it doesn't irritate me personally because I do make a few dollars, but it irritates me that a test like that can save people's lives is not available because the insurance companies, it's a little too expensive because we're not making enough profit at the insurance companies. Damn it.
Right.
Oh, man. Oh. You don't need tightness. You don't need that stress.
Yeah. You got to watch it, Mike.
I know.
I want you to take it easy now.
I have had a lot of stress.
Stay calm. I want you to start walking with a cane.
There you go.
I want to get you a rascal.
Yeah, I want a rascal.
You just take it easier.
And incidentally, that is going to be the solution.
Uh-huh.
Is really, no matter what the results are, I believe I am pointing myself towards a sedentary lifestyle.
Stay on Don and Mike.
More chairs, more movable chairs. Chairs on wheels.
Motorized chairs.
Motorized, like,
that's
stairs.
What, that's what causes the problem.
You know, like my old aunts used to have.
I know that thing you would sit at the bottom of the stairs and it'd go.
We used to go see my elderly aunts and we'd go up on that thing up and down all the time. I want one of those. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Stan.
Jetpack.
Yeah. O'Mara? Mr. Mike?
S says what?
Nice knowing you, Mike. Hey, thanks for the years of entertainment. It's been wonderful.
S said what?
Listen, he's going to be fine.
Anytime a guy starts out with O'Mara, and it's the same guy all the time.
He's going to be fine.
At my moments of weakness, he preys upon
calm,
me.
He's calm. Going to be fine. And calm down, Mike. You have a heart condition.
I don't have a heart condition.
Where are you going tomorrow?
Of. I'm going to get a heart scan.
You have a heart condition.
You don't have a heart. I'll let you know.
I'll know
all the details.
Boy, okay.
Tomorrow.
Just let me know if it's on or off. That's what I said when I go there. Heart on? Mm-hmm. You bet.
You know what? They don't like rush you in.
Hey, get it? I just made a dirty joke.
Now I'm nervous.
Heart on.
Yeah, like Wayne's World. Heart off.
Hey, heart on. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, guys. I love you both.
Oh, thank you.
Mike, I was at the cardiologist with my husband for an hour this morning. He's 41.
Yeah.
And, you know, the really only most depressing part is that you're in a room with, like, 9 90-year-olds hooked up to machines and IVs and on wheelchairs watching The Price is Right, wondering what the hell you're doing there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry.
That's all right.
Thanks.
You were honest.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're a good man. You're heart healthy, I can tell, by just listening to your voice.
I appreciate it.
Well, there you go.
Thank you.
Okay. I cover it. Actually, it sounds like this.
You know, the one statistic that my cardiologist gave me was that the average age of men that are in the cardiac care unit at the hospital is 45.
Gotcha. I remember you told me that a couple of weeks ago when you started eating salad.
That bugs you a little bit, doesn't it? Just ever so slightly, does that?
It does. Mike, I swear my kid.
Well, you have no fear of death.
No, and
none whatsoever.
I mean, not that I'm Jack LaFriggin' Lane or, you know, bodied by Jake. I'm doing okay. I took off a bunch of weight. You know me. I'm always at the doctor.
Right.
I'm doing okay. Mm-hmm. I feel it. I'm not afraid of anything.
I'm going to do okay. I had two less eggs than I normally have this morning.
My heart is strong. Mm-hmm. I get on the treadmill every day. I mean, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die, and they're going to put on my grave. He was fat, but he got on the treadmill every day.
Yeah.
Good. That counts for something.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. The last 2 weeks or the last week or so, I've been kind of splurging and just behaving badly because I know that, I know that they might be, not that anything's going to be bad, but they might say, hey, what you need to do, you need to modify.
Of course.
I'm fully prepared for that, for that eventuality. They'll say you really have to go on a radical diet. And if they say a radical diet, so, I mean, I knocked out a pizza yesterday.
And tonight, just before the test, for fun, eat a stick of butter.
Melted.
Yeah.
I'll drink a stick of butter.
There you go. Either way.
Drawn butter. Drawn butter should be special.
And heavy cream.
And heavy cream. Little drawn butter and heavy cream.
Heavy cream before you go in.
And I'll knock out a pack of smokes.
For your procedure tomorrow. You know, and here we are. Now, how come we're not doing that on the air? Now, that's something I'd like
to hear. Because that would be more boring because I think you just go into a machine. It's like having an x-ray taken, you know?
No, I'd love it. I mean, I think it would be exciting to get those results on the
air. Well, if there's anything that's, like, more dramatic that requires anything radical, then I'll bring the microphone in with me.
Maybe we can break in during the Bill O'Reilly show if we have to tomorrow. Hello, Rick. Don and Mike show.
It's the Don and Buzz show, and they'll say what they wish.
thank you. That's really nice.
Mike is not dying
That's
tomorrow.
That's the cruelest thing yet.
Yes. Mike is not dying tomorrow.
But, you know, haven't we all been very open with all of our health issues on this show?
I like that.
It's always been an open book.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't.
No, I know you have.
I haven't.
I know.
No, I haven't.
But you're dying to.
No, I'm really not.
No, you're not.
I'm really not. People would be bored to tears with my medical situation. It's not sexy like yours. Nothing sexy
sexy.
Like a heart thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Sexy. No need to tell you about that.
All right.
But Christ, I'm with you. I had enough of doctors. Jesus Christ.
I like my cardiologist.
What, Buzz?
Not me. I haven't had enough of the doctor. I want more. the medical situation.
Joe?
Yes.
Oh, you're in here. I don't know. That's your tape, right? Your cicada tape? Cicada? I'm trying to say it a different way.
You're trying to correct yourself.
No, I'm trying. I know that it's cicada.
No, you know that
John Cicada, and it's cicada.
You're trying to correct yourself, and you're not able to do it.
Julio Iglesias.
Right.
Here you go. Julio Iglesias.
Julio Iglesias was surrounded by raving, roaring cicadas.
Do you want to take a call from a guy who says what happened when he went in for his test?
Yeah, I'd love to.
I don't think you want to.
I'm fine.
You were sure?
Yeah.
Tom? Tom, you're on the air.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, let me have it, Tom.
Yeah, Mike, this is Tom. Listen, last year I went in for an angiogram, simple heart procedure to check on my heart, and I ended up having a quadruple bypass.
Yeah, but an angiogram's a little more invasive than what I'm having tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, okay, have fun. You'll enjoy it. It's lovely and painful.
Okay. No, I'm not having an angiogram, sir. I'm having a 3D X-ray heart scan. It's something where they don't stick you with anything.
Oh, well, they'll find something wrong with you.
How did your bypass go?
Oh, it was lovely. It was the first day was fun. I didn't remember anything, but the second day was hell.
I'm doing great now. Yeah. Why was the second day hell? I hear that those things go really well.
Well, when they open your heart, they open your chest up, and it's just the pain from getting all your ribs broke.
But now they're not going to open up Mike's chest or break Mike's ribs tomorrow.
No. Oh, I understand that, but they'll find something wrong with them.
Thanks a lot, pal.
You're welcome.
Can I be there when they break your ribs open?
You just have a nice day.
Just so I can say to you, hey, Mike, how much more rib?
Oh, come on, man. Help a brother.
Come on, help a brother. Give me a sip for 15 cents. Well, Mike, we'll light a candle for you tonight.
Oh, you don't need to. It's a regular procedure. This is preventative. This is what this is.
Okay, then.
It's preventative. It's nothing that bad. It's just been on my mind, and I thought I'd share it with
you. You're being proactive.
And you know what I hate the most?
What?
I hate the most is the early time. Like, I'm getting up at the, you know, for me, what is very, very early. I'm getting up at, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and?
I hate that.
You hate that? Well, what do you hate more, getting up early or dying of a heart attack?
Okay. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Joe, we got your cicada tapes?
Yes.
Yay.
We do it. You know, we started these yesterday.
We did indeed.
We were not, we got to do a break now. When we come back, we'll play all of Joe's cicada tape.
Very good.
Joe was out a couple of nights ago recreating his 1987 tape where he was out hunting for the bugs.
Yeah, and apparently he wasn't as successful, but the tapes are far more entertaining.
And just real quickly, let's check into the excitement of Rob's laser hair removal.
Mm-hmm. Where are we now, Rob?
You really wish you were here right now because I'm still nude from the waist up, wrapped in saran wrap.
Why, Elvis?
I know. Hey.
Why are you wrapped in saran wrap?
The Topicane is the topical anesthetic. Mm-hmm. I believe it's called Topicane. Yeah.
The gel.
Soak in.
The numbing
gel. It helps it absorb. It's 4% lidocaine and 96% fun.
So are you shaved now? Is your back smooth?
The shaving is done. Silky smooth like a baby's bottom.
And what about the front?
Hairy and rugged.
Okay.
But still doughy.
Hairy, rugged, and doughy. And I guess, how about, I don't know, half an hour from now, they laser you up. How would that work for you?
I believe a half hour works on our end, Don.
Mm-hmm. All right, you got it. Hey, did you hear Mike's dying? Cool. Did you hear Mike is dying?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry that I can't be there for you today.
That's all right.
I think you'll be fine.
But just know he'll have the memory of this show to last with him for eternity. Yeah.
It's amazing that four blocks down the road, the 8-second delay in communication.
All right, we'll talk to you when it's time for your actual lasering, Rob.
I fare thee well.
Okay. I fare thee well.
Bye-bye, Jitters.
He's a little nervous.
He is, he is.
And he's got the thing with the back and the microphone.
Shirt off, and Wendell's watching.
Yeah, Wendell's sitting in the corner. Legs crossed!
Indian. And come on, let's not be politically correct. He's sitting Indian style.
Yes, he is.
Indian. Indian style. Indian giver!
And I'm wearing cargo shorts.
We got to break here on the last day of the Don and Mike show.
Stop! It's going to be fine.
But I'll speak nice about you.
Oh, jeez.
I'll speak nice about you. I'll say all the right stuff.
Just give me 5 minutes in the opening. That's all I ask for.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, 5 minutes in the opening.
Only if you're dying.
Okay.
Only if you're dying.
No, I'm dead.
Oh, if you're dead?
5 minutes in the opening.
Oh, listen,
either way.
If you're if you're dead, you get the whole opening segment tomorrow.
Oh, that's wonderful.
The whole opening segment.
I'm touched.
And then we'll go right to phone calls. we'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The world's finest surfers showed up today to do battle with what's turned out to be the biggest waves to hit this coast since 1946. Hello, everybody. I'm Stu Nahan. I'd like you to meet this young man. His name, Jeff Spicoli. And, Jeff, congratulations to you. Things look kind of rough out there today.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. But, you know, just like I told the guy on ABC, danger is my business.
You know, a lot of people expect that maybe Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Death Gerard would take the honors this year.
Oh, those guys are fast!
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or out of it? Not on the air in New York, Don.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Don and Mike?
Not alone.
Pray for death.
I do.
The Don and Mike Show.
I do, but not for Mike.
No, and I'm not today, no.
Tomorrow's another day.
Tomorrow's another day, yes. The day after tomorrow.
Let's see. So many things that we didn't get to on today's show. We're going to get to Joe's cicada tapes.
Yes, he did it on the weekend here. Have a can of beer.
We didn't get to him yesterday. God damn. Buzz, I don't know what you have in the news, but I got like a million stories that I wanted to discuss. You mentioned Jerry Seinfeld's baseball diamond yesterday.
Yes, I did.
I went to smokinggun.com.
This one on Long Island?
Yeah, and it's ridiculous. It's the house he bought from Billy Joel.
Right. And the house he knocked down after he bought it from Billy Joel to make it even bigger, even though Billy Joel's house was huge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And also, most of this I have to save for tomorrow, but there's a great story about the Queer Eye guys.
Okay.
That they go on the set of The Sopranos,
mm-hmm.
and they say to one of the producers, We want to do James Gandolfini. And okay. The producer says, okay, that's his trailer over there. That's mm-hmm. a true story. So they knock on the door and they go, hello, we're looking for Tony Soprano. We're the Queer Eyes for the Straight Guy. He opens the door and he says, what the F are you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, we're here to give Tony Soprano a makeover. He says, go scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And he shuts the door.
Really?
And he did not allow, he didn't leave his trailer until they left.
Wow.
So that's James Gandolfini acting like Tony Soprano.
I guess somebody
Soprano.
Should have given him the heads up. What are you doing?
Please come out. Mr. Gandolfini, please come out with a Queer Eyes for the Straight Guy.
I'm not coming out. You got to leave. Get off the set. Come on.
Hold on. Here's the quote, okay? Let me see. Hi there. Ready for your makeover? James Gandolfini, quote, get the F away from me. Who the F let you in here? Turn those effing cameras off now.
Wow. Ooh, that's prima donna star.
That's the quote from...
No, I really didn't want to... I didn't want to be interfered with. I was shooting the show.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand?
Making your
own. I'm a busy actor. I'm a working actor.
But we're the Fab Five.
It doesn't matter. You know, I'm making my living, and they've got to make theirs, you know?
But now, why are you talking in a different voice than when you're Tony Soprano?
Because I don't want them around. I don't like those guys. They make me nervous.
Joe, here you go. Joe's tapes.
Yay. All right, Joe, in pursuit... of the 17-year cicada, which really now, would you agree, has just gone so totally mainstream, has gone national.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's in every national publication.
And, you know, here I was a month ago yelling at you, saying we're trying to do a semi-national regional show. Mm-hmm. You're going on and on about these bugs.
Don't you understand that there are certain kinds of pop culture that I do tap into?
Mike, that chimes for you.
Thank you very much.
And you know what else only happens once every 17 years?
What's that?
A call from Faye Weber.
Faye Weber?
Faye?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, my God. God bless you.
Hi.
Faye.
Faye, how are you, darling?
I'm here. My boy, Mike, is in the hospital.
No, no, honey. I'm not in the hospital. I'm going in just to get a little heart check. It's nothing major.
Welcome to this edition of Patient to Patient.
I haven't spoken to you guys for at least 10 years.
Oh,
been a while.
How you doing,
Faye? Been a long
time,
Faye.
The last time I was with you, I was 50 years married, and you gave me a beautiful bouquet of flowers. I was in an auditorium in Washington, D.C.
That's
right. I remember that.
The show.
Now, why are we still playing this music?
Now I'm married 61 years.
Wow. You're married, and Seymour's still doing well?
Yes.
Ah, very good.
He's a well one, not me.
Oh, you're still not feeling too well, huh, Faye?
Don't forget I had cancer 10 years ago.
Oh, you know, you did, and I really, when we talked to you the last time, I thought that might be the last time we chat with you, and you're still surviving. That's
as
good.
Beyonce thinks, she's a survivor.
I can't get through to you. They don't let me get in on you.
She outwitted, she outplayed, mm-hmm. survivor.
Oh, yes, sir.
The cancer. She's a survivor.
Way to go, Faye. And how you feeling now?
Fine. How's your wife, Frieda?
Oh, my wife, Frieda's fine. Thank you for asking.
And how is Mike's wife?
I'm no longer married, Faye. I'm separated now.
You're no longer married.
I've been separated 2 years.
Oh my God! You got two children, don't you?
Yes, I do, Faye. Yeah, and I'm going to get my heart checked tomorrow. Yes, life moves forward, Faye.
I'm going next Monday to test my heart.
What?
What, Faye?
I'm going next Monday to have my heart tested.
Oh, good for you, Faye. That makes me feel better.
I miss you so much.
We miss you.
We miss you too, Faye.
Okay, Mike, come live with me and my husband.
I will. I'd love to, Faye. That would be a dream come true.
Faye and Seymour Weber.
I still got a house. I still go to Florida.
Wow. For those who don't know, when Mike and I did the morning show almost 20 years ago, Faye was one of our regular callers,
mm-hmm.
way back in the 80s.
Faye, may I ask, how young are you now? What is your current age, if you don't mind me asking? How old?
81 years old.
81 years old.
81.
God bless you.
And I was going with you guys when I was in a house. How long am I going with speaking to you guys?
Almost 20 years, Faye. 20 years, Faye.
Even more, because we went traveling. We went to Ireland.
That's right.
We once took her on a trip with us.
We did. It was absolutely delightful.
On a radio station trip.
Yes.
Not a private trip.
Not
with my kid and I and this lady.
It was delightful.
All right, Faye. Always good to hear from you, darling.
I know. I adopted you two guys.
Yeah, you did. Yes.
Well, we love you very much, Faye.
And I love you. I'll call you once in a while.
Okay. Thank you, Faye.
That's nice, Faye.
Take care. Bye-bye, Booby.
Bye-bye. Mike will see you in heaven very soon.
Bye-bye.
So long. Bye, Faye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes.
All right.
Faye Weber.
And continuing our time capsule show.
Going in Monday.
What are the odds that she calls today?
That's amazing. That is truly amazing. Faye Weber.
That's as odd as the cicada thing. I mean, for
a
while.
Seymour talks like that. Remember her husband?
And we used to send porno over,
uh-huh.
and he would love it, like just a magazine.
Yeah. He'd love that more than anything in the world.
He'd call the morning show. They would call us every day. Hello, Donna, Mike. It's Seymour and Faye.
I got your magazines. They're fantastic.
Almost as rare as a call from Faye Weber is
right.
Joe Artinger going out and doing the cicada thing.
Happens every 17 years.
I'm sorry.
Here he is. Now we're going to pick this up where we dropped it yesterday.
Uh-huh.
In the second segment, it's the middle of the night this past weekend. Joe's hammered,
mm-hmm.
and he's reporting on the cicadas.
Right.
Check test, 1, 2. Oh, excuse me.
Just like you did 17 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those locusts in my throat. Listen, tonight it's Artinger, and we're going to do some interviews on my cell phone. Now, you won't be able to hear them.
My cell phone.
But it'll be cool because I have a lot of really great people on my list. Let me just check and see what I've got here. Well, I've got Buzz Burbank. I could call him. And it's early right now.
Can I say something about this?
Yeah.
You really could take actors and say, if you want to play a drunk on TV or in the movies, you want to study the vocal patterns, which you're really just more than anything else, is just... You know, when you're doing a drunk in a show, it's just tired.
And the setup on this is that 17 years ago, before we knew him, when the cicadas were here the last time, Joe got hammered and went out with the tape recorder. And he still had the tape, and he brought it in and he played it.
Mm-hmm. This is Arden here.
And we asked him, hold on.
It's actually even a little more like...
Here's the 1987, Joe.
And on this one, you hear cicadas, even though you don't hear them on this particular one. They're not out in the middle of the night.
Right, now here's the original tape, just so you know where we're coming from 17 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Check. 1, 2, 3. This is... Ardinger.
All right, now that was Joe at...
the same.
Joe at 23, and here's Joe at 40.
12:53 a.m., and that's nowhere close to when I'm going to go out and check out the Locust. But I'm certainly... Oh, yeah, and you don't want to miss my on-air shot of vodka, followed by an on-air shot of Kentucky Moonshine. And I'm not telling where I got that from,
okay.
So don't call John Ashcroft and bitch to him about what's going on the radio.
Always a political agenda with Joe.
Absolutely.
Don't even tell him I said bitch.
Like a good hippie.
Because I wouldn't want John Ashcroft to associate himself with the word bitch. The guy doesn't even dance. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, doesn't drug, he doesn't dance. Anyway.
Yeah.
And then we'll check in on Rabe, and, who else? I really don't have that many people on my phone.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I'm That's looking. We called the Snowline at WJFK maybe later.
Oh, I should explain. That is one of the inside, like, bat phones.
Yeah,
it's a secret number. Mm-hmm. They call it the snow phone because here's how it works, allegedly.
This is great.
Is that when we're going to get a snowstorm, the schools call.
On the secret number.
Yeah, and like the schools want this station broadcasting the fact that they're closed. But it's still called the snow line.
Mm-hmm.
And see who's running the board.
Joe.
Okay,
you can see.
We can call some friends, but...
wait, hold on. I want to hear that one again.
I can't have twins.
Okay, hold on a second.
A little polony.
Oh, God, I think I just restarted the whole thing.
Oh, dear.
Joe? Hold on. Which is it, number one or number two?
Now, can you explain this, Joe? It's in the machine. Hold on a second. And...
Mic-a-check-a-check-a-check. Ooh, that's sweet.
Have we heard this?
Yeah. Is this back to the very beginning?
Yep, it was. All right, fast forward a little bit there. We're only on cut number two, track number two.
This is Arninger.
Although, while we're queuing that up, let's check with the excitement that is Rob's laser hair.
They should be lasering Rob as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Robbie?
This is... Spiewak.
Rob, are they lasering you yet?
No, they need a few more minutes for the saran wrap body to absorb the lidocaine.
Rob is at the Sona Laser Center of Fairfax. I want to tell you, we had a lot of procedures done on this show.
Mm-hmm.
We've had laser eye surgery. We had my dog neutered on the air.
Absolutely.
We've never had anything like paint drying, like this, we're hoping that when Rob gets we sat through Rob getting his back shaved.
Yeah, not as exciting as we hoped it might be.
We're hoping when they laser him that there's got to be at least like some Space Invaders sound effect.
Well, the only thing that's going to save this is a fire.
Yeah, and that's a casualty.
Is Rob's skin catching fire? A brush fire.
But other than that, you're just still. Now, are you laying or sitting, Rob?
No, let me paint the picture. I'm in like a doctor's like room with a massage type table. I'm seated and I'm wrapped in saran wrap and I'm shirtless.
So you're sedentary.
Yes, and my nipples are erect.
Well, and is Wendell still staring at you?
No, now Clementine is staring at me, making me feel a little ill at ease.
Wendell is making Rob suck on the end of a gun.
Clementine tweets on Cran.
Yes, she's here.
Wendell's standing right in front of Rob. Put it in your mouth. No.
Do they give you an estimate of how long you're going to have to wait for the? Does your back feel numb?
Yeah, I got that like tingly feeling, you know?
Mm-hmm. Ginger ale. Yeah, ginger ale. Thank you, bud. That's a good one. Ginger ale feeling. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll check back.
My back feels like ginger ale.
We'll check back probably in 10 minutes.
I'll be around.
I know
great.
You will.
You'll be there.
Fantastic. Okay. All right, bye.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, Rob. Bye, Dan.
Thanks again.
So long.
Another exciting segment.
You bastard.
Checking in with Rob, who's wrapped in saran wrap.
He doesn't care how bad this segment is tanking. You know why? Because he's getting his back done, and he's going to do commercials.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right?
Yes, for me, this is a roaring.
All right. Well,
the numbing gel's working.
Thank you for being honest about it.
We call the snow line at WJFK maybe later. Uh-huh. And see who's running the board.
Here we go. This is the mucusy sound.
We can call some friends, but that's funny though, because most people on my list are friends, not workers.
Workers.
That's funny. Oh, we can call Cameron. We should do that too, but we should wait until it's later to call Cameron.
He's the program director.
Just ask him what's going on.
Oh, excuse me.
I've got terrible allergies. I don't know about you, but we are live here at the palatial Arnger Estate. And, you know, not many people get to do a remote from here. And I want to thank all the engineers helping me out. All of them, starting with... Well, all of them. I'm still clicking through my phone list trying to find people to call.
This is great.
Now he's trying to make
this
a call.
I didn't think this could get better than yesterday. This
later
is better.
Later on. Because I wouldn't want to call him now. It's a little too early.
It's 1 a.m.
At 1 a.m.? Mm-hmm. A little early
this
to call
killing
Rob.
Me. Is this when he calls you, Buzz?
No, another half hour before he calls me.
This is killing me. Some music.
You can't call mom and dad. No.
If I heard it right, is it Oye Como Va by Santana in the background? Bum, bum. Oh, you don't remember.
Because he has the radio on, and yes, it is.
It sounded like bum, bum, bum. Oye Como Va.
This is quality entertainment.
Can't call him.
What, Joe?
All I know, if it's Arrow, it's going to be Fleetwood Mac followed by Zeppelin all weekend.
That's your classic rock station.
Right. It's just you going through your phone. I mean, this is great.
Can't call him. Can't call him. We could call my brother, but he lives in California, so it's not even late for him.
No.
Like right now, it's like 1 o'clock. So, for him, it's 10 o'clock. We're not going to get anything good out of that.
All right, Joe, we got a break here. This is only the second segment. How many segments did you record? Was it five?
Five
segments. We'll continue with this.
Oh, this is strong.
And we'll go with the magic of Rob getting his back hair lasered.
That's almost strong.
Hey, boy. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, loud and clear.
We're coming back right after the break. So tell them whatever Kill Bill stuff they got ready with knives and machetes.
Sure.
You tell them and those little things that those what do you call those things?
What they call them is Gatling gun machine guns that are shooting needles into Rob's flesh.
Like in Charlie's Angels. What are those little things
Death Star.
Some of that.
Well, the goggles are coming out, so we've got to be close to the procedure.
Excellent. The goggles for you or goggles for them?
Goggles for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Goggles for bring some of those back.
So are you still sitting? Are you still sitting wrapped in saran wrap?
Yes, but I'm about to be unwrapped and laid down on my belly.
Oh, man, I can smell that.
All right, we'll be right back.
It looks great. And the good news is that they've given me my back hair in a bag.
Oh, fantastic.
How much hair is in the bag?
They decided not to remove it from the towel that was laid down, uh-huh, that was catching it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of it.
Yeah, it's about the size of a tall kitchen bag.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, how big a bag is it that the back here is in?
You know those white trash bags?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is a green one.
Oh, a yard bag.
A yard bag.
And it's full to the brim.
Well, check.
No, literally, I would say between a cup and two cups of hair.
We will. What?
A cup and two cups.
Between a cup and two cups of hair. That's a lot of hair.
Yeah, we were just doing a joke about the garbage bag.
Oh, okay.
Never that much hair.
You know. I got you. Yeah. Okay.
And then he clarified that it was really only a cup of hair.
I understand. And here I was thinking about something else.
That it was
thinking,
really, yes.
If it was a cup of hair, that would be almost no hair.
No hair at all. But, I mean, it's, you know. There's no need to clarify.
Compacted.
Boy, they better make you bleed when we come back. With all this buildup and all this airtime you're getting, boy, you better come back. Your back better look like
Freddy Krueger.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Fred Krueger. Talk to you soon, Robbie.
Bye then.
He's a little distracted.
It's actually a cop. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? They're a client.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's a live surgery on air.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I don't know.
It's fine. It's just fine.
That's how I would describe today's entire show.
Just fine.
Fine. Which is something you want to say when you don't want to say it sucks.
It's fine. Just fine.
Fine. Today's show is fine.
You don't want to, you know, this is a terrifying, scary thought, but you know what's saving the show today?
What?
Turn around and look at that guy in back of you.
When's the last time you talked to somebody at 10 o'clock and got anything good on them?
Exactly. I don't know, Joe. All right. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
World-class dancers.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
We call back to the producer's room.
B.A.
Yeah.
Hi, it's me, Don.
Okay.
I'm here with my best buddy, Mike.
Hi, B.A.
Hey, Mike. It was so nice working with you, though it was a short time.
Yeah, well, I'm going to miss you all, even though I hardly knew you.
Hey, B.A., when the hotline rang a minute ago,
yeah.
Was that someone from Les Moonves' office?
Yes, it was.
Okay, you got an hour left.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, you don't have an hour left like Mike's got an hour left, but I mean,
hey,
you have an hour left on this challenge.
I know. I think I already know the outcome of the challenge, though.
Oh, you got an answer?
Yeah. He was very excited. He's in Vegas for the affiliates convention that's going on there.
Yes. The new president of our company we're talking about.
Right. And he's speaking.
Oh.
And Karen did get in touch with him, and he wants to do it, love to do it.
Okay, now hold on. I didn't want to do this on the air, but let's do this on the air. He doesn't want to do it.
Well, we didn't get the answer. Is he going to do it? I mean, maybe not today.
He's not going to do it today, but next week.
He will come on the show next week?
He will be on the show next week, yeah.
The new president of Infinity?
Correct.
Cool. We'll be on the show next week.
Yeah, he'll be on the show next week.
Would you stake your job on it?
Yes, I would stake my job on it.
That is a can-do. That's our new producer.
There's a producer.
That's what I like hearing. But still, today we'll go down as a failure. Just so you know, because there is no Les Moonves today. Now, I'll try to throw you out a name tomorrow that's a little easier.
Okay.
Than Les Moonves.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks.
Let me think about this real quick.
You going to throw out a name?
Just got to throw out a name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're giving me more than 24 hours.
Sumner Redstone.
No.
Could you give me another category?
You must come on. Again, that might want to be like the third call you make to a funeral home. If you're looking for Sumner Redstone. Now, I'll get back to you.
Okay.
I'll get back to you. Today was just a test, and don't feel bad you failed it. All right, we'll see you.
Okay, bye.
Bye, B.A.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Got it. This is the tough love segment of work.
Yes, it is. Because, see, I knew she's getting close, but she shouldn't be happy with just getting close, because when I picked up the hotline and said, hello, is Beth Ann there? Yes, right away, I know.
Right.
The broad had a tone that said, you know, I work for CBS for Leslie Moonves.
Sure.
So I know that Beth Ann has gone through all those channels, mm-hmm. but now, honey, now is when you got to call. Let me just remind you, when you got the job, remember when we talked about Tina Fey? Because one of the dumb questions that I asked all of the people that I interviewed was, mm-hmm. you know, if you could get anybody for the show, who would you get for the show today, mm-hmm. right now today? And she said, Tina Fey. Mm-hmm. And that's fine, because she's funny on Saturday Night Live, and it's good. And she told me a story about how she called Saturday Night Live and got all the way through to the set, and there was lying involved. And mm-hmm. she had to say that she was Tina Fey's sister,
that's how
right?
it's done, right?
Or whatever. So mm-hmm. just, Beth Ann, now that you have the job, you got to do that. You got to do that. If we want Les Moonves, you know, you got to call and say, you're Les's mother. That would probably be statistically impossible.
Right, exactly. But of course it would, but I'm excited to have Les on the show next week.
Next week.
But then again, I'm not tough love like you are. You
yeah,
know?
See, I don't
think... I'm making friends with new people.
I don't think
that's,
it's...
That's what I do. But then again, I roll in here at 5 before the show.
Anyway, that's our new producer, B.A.
Yeah.
And she's doing a great job, even though she failed the test.
God.
But listen, Beth Ann, don't feel bad, because there's someone who's done more damage to this show today than you have. You just didn't come up with some dope who's our new boss. Listen to this guy. Hi, Rob.
Hi. How are you?
Are you getting lasered?
They're just about to start. We waited for you guys. I am covered with ultrasound gel, and the process can now begin.
And, of course, I kid because I love with Rob.
I think my hair machine.
This is Rob now being lasered.
He's shaved, and he's glossy.
Okay, oh, with a blowing, like, really cold air on my neck right now.
Yes.
You know what it feels like? I just got my first laser shot, I think.
Mm.
It feels like little pinpricks.
Mm.
Oh, and the delightful smell of burnt hair.
Can you smell burnt hair, really?
Oh, right away. My God, it's like a sweater inferno in here. Like,
now, can't they put a microphone down by the machine so we can actually hear it lasering you?
Yeah, let's hear the machine.
You hear the wind?
Is that a steady, like, cold wind that they're blowing on you?
Yeah, I would say it's about 35 degrees.
You know what I'm already looking forward to is when Rob comes in tomorrow. I can't wait to get a look at that back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I picked the wrong day to wear a scratchy burlap shirt.
So you're laying on the table right now getting this procedure.
Now, they're doing my neck right now, so I am still seated up. And they, okay. I think they just finished the right side of my neck.
Yeah, well, yeah,
I'll tell you this. Massive...
Hey, Darcy,
it's goddamn exciting listening to it happen.
Hey, Darcy, how many hairs like at one time does that laser zap out?
Good question.
It's a diameter of about between like a dime and a nickel. So
okay.
It gets all the hairs that is in that diameter.
And like in one shot.
Exactly.
I got to, nurse, I have to tell you something. That this is a great service. www.sonadc.com, Sona Laser Center.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Now that I've said all of that, I want to say, it's like the worst radio, this is really the worst radio medical experiment we've ever done.
But the procedure is just fine.
Can't you do anything?
Any scary sounds?
Can't you take like a pin or something and stick him, for God's sakes?
I could pretend like it hurts.
Well, you know what, Rob? I'm wondering. They obviously tell you to stay very still. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, what if there... Let's just imagine, Rob, like, and I go back to when we got our flu shots. What if there was one just misplaced laser that went in the wrong spot, like, right now? He is trying.
He's a showman.
Rob, you are a great showman. You know what? You never say die, and I respect that about you.
But thank goodness it doesn't hurt like that.
All right, well...
See, that's the thing. Here's the deal. See, this is a client that wants to show how painless it is.
Right.
And
that's great. Well, I'm glad
painless is boring, but it is painless.
I'm glad they showed this. They picked this show for that. That's really great. Why not put this on in the 2 hours a day that O'Reilly is on? Who can tell the friggin' difference?
It's painless for Rob.
All right, thank you, Robbie.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
So tomorrow we'll see what the results are of his hair.
Goodbye, hairless whore. See, he laughed because he knew I didn't mean it.
I know.
I'm not mad at Rob. Mad at everybody else. Mad at the hair.
No, mad at the hair.
Couldn't be mad at the hair.
That's only a cup and a half.
That at the doctor's.
Two cups.
Okay. Well, tell the doctors this has been the best medical remote we've ever had. Tell the doctors we're thrilled, and I hope that they're thrilled.
I know they are.
Hey, good luck with your hair removal.
Nothing but smiles over here.
You know who this procedure would be good for?
Who?
Rob, you know who this procedure would really be good for?
Mm-hmm.
You know who would really love this procedure?
Ooh.
You know who would really go for this procedure? It's almost a lifestyle thing for them.
Oh, of course, yes. It would be flawless.
Of course, I'm talking about anybody who has... Listen, never mind.
It would be exquisite.
I'm doing something now.
Fabulous.
I'm doing something now that only Mike knows about, only Rob knows about.
I understand.
About.
It would be super.
Bye. Thanks, Robbie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, listen. Hey, Rob, is your check cleared yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
And we thank you.
He wants out now.
Okay.
He wants out.
Now you're feeling nervous, aren't you? Because there's something that... Well, see, here's the problem. The client came to us and said, everything's great. There's just one thing we wish you wouldn't say.
Right, yeah.
And we wouldn't have said it.
Right, absolutely.
But I want to say it now.
I know you do. I know.
Because it's tanking.
But we've got Joe Ardinger standing by.
I know we do.
Yeah,
but I like the awkwardness of this.
I know you do.
I'm drawn to this.
I know you are.
Like awkward? A moth to the flame.
You're a little angry, too, so that's okay.
I'm not angry, Mike. It's only our careers on the line. You know, we get sold a bill of goods. I mean, we get sold a great promotion.
It's fantastic.
Bob's going to get his hair lasered on the show, and it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a medical procedure. He's not going to be here to help out. He's just going to lay in saran wrap for 3 hours during the goddamn show while he gets a pedicure or whatever is going on. All right, Robbie.
My nails have never looked better.
There okay. You go. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Boy, you never say goodbye to him. You're going to upset him. You might want to apologize to him for saying goodbye. You're only supposed to say goodbye to me.
Hey, Rob.
Yes?
Bye, then. That's softer.
No, I'm glad you said that because they asked me not to get any tears where I'm lazy.
All right, bye, then. There he goes. Then. There's Robbie, uh-huh. Wrapped in saran wrap, getting the laser. Yeah. And I'm sure it's a great procedure.
For years and years, as Don and I have discussed on the show, when Don would be concerned with me, he would say goodbye, and he would say it in such a way, and I knew, he didn't know that I knew, but I knew that it meant really, it was F you.
And I said it for years.
And you said it years, and then
I never knew that Mike knew that
right.
Goodbye meant, you know.
And Rob knew, and so one day, like halfway through, and I said, oh, I know what that means, and he started laughing, and then I said, yeah, well, I've known from the very beginning, and you were surprised at that.
Wow. Joke's on me. I'll mention that at your wake.
Tomorrow.
I'll mention that at your
tomorrow wake. Night. The Irish wake. Tomorrow night.
At O'Mara's.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
Damn, well, that's tonight. What I was saying a minute ago, too. Yeah. Don't get me started either.
Don't get me started.
Okay, we got time for Joe. We got time for just to hear the rest of the second segment of Joe and the Cicadas.
I am enjoying this segment.
And then I promise, tomorrow, first thing on the show, unless BA lets us down again, first thing on the show tomorrow, we will... Just kidding her. Welcome to the family, darling.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just kidding her. BA.
Pressure cooker of a show.
Here now is Joe again. We have time to listen to the rest of the segment. Joe and the Cicadas. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, hold on. But I do have Buzz. I have Rob A. And through Rob A, I might be able to get Don. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's Ardinger in his backyard live. And we are waiting for the locusts. But by the way, the locusts were loud as hell tonight. Oh.
That's a beer.
As loud as that. Yeah. Is that beer popping? But anyway, they were so loud today.
There were.
But I didn't want to cheat everybody. I didn't want to cheat everybody because this is the 17-year mark of the last tape I took. Uh-huh. It's very cool tonight. It's about 67 or 68 degrees in Fairfax County.
Took the tape.
And that's not a lie.
It's not a lie.
And I've got allergies.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to take a Claritin. But we still have a couple hours to go, you know? I mean, I'm right here. I'm right here. Everything's cool. I got my Q-Tech. I got my Q-Tech MR-402D.
What's that, the tape recorder?
It's 1 a.m. in the morning. We get a couple hours to let those bugs show up. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, because those bugs have been flying all over myself all day. I went out and did, just like you, for once. I didn't sit around the house and stay up getting drunk all day.
What?
I actually went out shopping. But when I went out in the middle of the day in Fairfax County,
yeah.
The bugs, the locusts, the cicadas, if you will, were all over the place.
As you will.
And they flew up. They flew on my shirt. They flew my face on my baseball hat. I don't play baseball, but I wear a hat. Perhaps you have one. Anyway.
So
that's what happened. And that was in the middle of the day. Yeah. And what I find really, really, really amazing is that...
God.
The beer popping again.
This time, I don't want to. I don't want to buzzkill anybody because you never know when they're going to wake up. There are no bugs like there were at 3:20 a.m. on June 1st, 1987.
Right.
Ugh. Anyway, next thing you'll hear me do is drink a shot of vodka, and that's what I'm going to do.
Good.
You know why? Because I can. This is Ardinger, and I'm out.
Bravo, Joe.
Golden.
Now keep in mind, there are three more segments of the Joe Gets Drunk and Looks for Cicadas 17 Years Later tape.
Ladies and gentlemen, that means he's going to get worse.
And we'll hear them tomorrow.
Or better.
In the first hour of the show.
I need you.
First hour of the show. Oh, hold on, here's a guy. Tony, he's going to win a prize for this. Tony.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy, Tony.
Hi. I just wanted to congratulate you guys for landing Anna Nicole Smith for playing Joe Ardinger.
That's pretty good. You know, I was upstairs in the office today looking at some of those tapes, and we still got the tape with her. Don't play with my belly button.
Button.
Belly button. listen, you are a big winner with that call. Where are you from?
I'm calling from Vienna.
All right, beautiful Vienna, Virginia. You've got the WWE prize pack, and you get to watch WWE Raw Live pay-per-view Sunday, June 13. Call Comcast or Cox, that's COX, cable system, now to order. Order, and that's WWE Raw. Enjoy. Thank you for the call, Tony.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. And now...
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz. It's me.
He made it up.
Let me just see.
Are you still there, boy?
I'm here. How are you?
How far have they gone down on your back?
They're still working on my shoulders. I think it's a losing battle.
Your shoulders are probably going to be there till 10 o'clock at night.
You know, I asked Rob,
scabbed up
before he left today. You think he'd be back before the end of the show? He thought he'd be back before the end of the news. He said that on the air today.
Now, nobody could have accounted.
That's what I thought.
Nobody could have accounted for that much hair.
It's like trying to cut down a forest.
Bye. I didn't mean that in a bad way. Bye. I just that was normal. Bye.
Yes.
How could that possibly be bad?
Bye. Bye. Buzz.
Yes.
What is your lead story today?
Today, Martha Stewart tries to cut a deal.
Hey, what do you think about that, boy?
God, I hope she does okay.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
It was very
head writer professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Rob's Laser Hair Removal, www.sonadc.com.
The
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's right.
W-K-K-S. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They are the Dean's Peanut, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Now time for Buzz's News Comments, brought to you tonight by Smoke Break. Smokers, break the nasty habit. Smokers, break the nasty habit.
This is good smoke.
Josie, I can't read it when you're taking it away. Thank you, Joe. Smokers, break the nasty habit.
This is good smoke.
Without gaining weight. Smoke Break is the revolutionary tablet for smokers available now at fine retailers. You see, the problem there is, as I was reading it...
Joe is removing it from your little copy stand.
Trying to clean up.
A copy stand is a plexiglass device used to hold up radio copy.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
You're doing a lot of explaining to
I am. Well, it's necessary because there's so many glitches.
And you're dying.
I hadn't noticed. I will find out more details on that tomorrow.
Yeah. A buzz?
Yes.
your news and comments show now.
Uh-huh. I'm ready.
Before you start.
Yes.
You're going to go.
Yeah, we should.
Just one last time.
Check in.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Now, what's happening now?
What's that?
I'm face down in the towel.
Face down.
Are they working on the back now?
Yeah, I think they're about an eighth of the way down my back.
An eighth of the way.
Wow. So you might be there until, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, until close of business on Thursday.
How does it feel?
The whole room...
How does it feel?
It feels like a little... You ever lick a 9-volt battery?
Only before the show.
Yeah, well, that's what it feels like all over my back.
Really?
It's virtually painless. Yeah, it's cool. Not, it doesn't hurt. So it's like a little...
It's virtually...
Licking a 9-volt battery is not virtually painless.
It's virtually painless. Oh. Like what? Like licking your finger and sticking in the light socket?
Well, I wouldn't call it pain. It's like a little, like a jolt. Like an electric... feels like electricity.
Oh, I'll say, and you're talking about the actual laser happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's tingly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it goes like zap, 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 zap all down my back.
I wish we could hear that zap, zap, zap all down your back.
Well, we could try to, Wendell, could you try to mic it?
I don't know. Are you hearing a zap? I'm not hearing a zap. I hear a little beep out of the machine.
Well, I think if you put it right by the laser, you might hear it.
All right.
I hear a little buzz.
Let's see if we can get a microphone on light.
That's angry, Wendell.
Sorry, Wendell. Sorry that we asked to hear something.
Oh, that's okay. What do your light bulbs sound like at home, Don? It's light. It doesn't make any noise.
Hey, what does the microphone sound like at home, Wendell? It's a dipped in cotton?
Wendell,
I don't understand.
Wendell, I didn't know that. I thought that there would be some type of sound involved. I didn't know that it was simply
a light
show.
Yeah, I was like Star Wars sound effect noises, too.
If I had been told that it was a light show, I probably would have said, you know, maybe not on our show, if it was simply a light show. All right, thanks, Wendell.
Sure.
Okay, goodbye. And now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I don't know what your light bulb sound like at home.
Winner! We recently...
I can't mic light.
Winner!
I can't place a mic on light. How are we to know? It's that laser surgery.
Nobody knew, really.
Turn on the light switch and I'll put a microphone on it.
How special.
We'll hear the sound of light.
Winner!
What does it sound like in your house? You incredible bastards! You're asking me to do the impossible. Why do you take every opportunity to drive Wendell Holder to the ground? Don, I fix your equipment. You yell about cart machine number 6. Don, what does a light sound like in your house? Now, suck the gun.
How does the microphone sound?
Winner. Very good.
Put the gun in your mouth.
Kind of a fitting end of the day, I think.
I think so.
Absolutely. Let me just check back one more time. Yeah, irresistible, really.
How's it going, pal?
Great.
I want Wendell to mic the light again.
Wendell, you okay, pal?
Yeah, I'm good. Here's the mic on the light.
Doing his job.
That's the line. The line of the day.
The line of the day will be,
what do your light bulbs sound like at home?
That is the line of the day.
That's it. Turn the light switch on and I'll put a mic on it. Okay, funny man. Oh, Lord. Oh, hey, Don. I have the sound of light. The light coming out of the barrel is gone. What do you mean, bastard? All the jokes. The equipment doesn't work. Wendell Hall. Wendell Hall. Wendell Hall. Now. Now in your mouth. It's a Nam Jam. Okay, anyway, that's Rob's laser hair removal.
That was fun. Thank you.
Courtesy of the Sona Laser Center of Fairfax.
A cup and a half of fun.
There you go. Goodbye, Robbie. And adios. Let me just say then. Until we talk again. See you later.
Yes.
Fairly well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Until next time.
Any? Do you guys have any last words?
Good luck.
I had to cut him off.
Yeah. I had to.
We just had to do that for fun.
And now with the news, here's Buzz, and I will try desperately not to press that button again.
No, it'll be hard.
Hi, Buzz.
I'm not betting on it. We recently told you about the firm but fair plan of a New York lawmaker to let Martha Stewart work off her sentence for lying about a stock deal. It was a tough assignment, this lawmaker was suggesting to Martha's judge.
Work it off, baby.
Mm. The assignment would have had her working long hours in a poor New York neighborhood helping women learn to be better homemakers. Now, Martha's saying she'd be willing to work if it meant avoiding at least part of her possible 16-month prison sentence, but
Shocker.
She has a cushier job in mind. Under her proposal, she would work 10 or 20 hours a week with women who probably put in that many hours in overtime. We'll let you know what the judge decides.
So hold on, you mean she's got a way out of this, at least out of part of this, and she's not bought into this?
One suggestion was that she work a full-time hours, maybe longer, helping these women. She's thinking maybe 10, 20 hours a week.
When she could stay out of the hoosegow if she did that?
Right. Well, how can she dictate the term? Well, she can't. She can only negotiate. We'll see where that goes.
That, don't you think that could backfire on her, though, seriously, where they would have a situation where a judge would say, you want to negotiate? Here's your negotiation. Do it in jail.
Yeah, if she proposes 10 hours a week as opposed to 16 months in jail, I'm not sure the judge is going to see that in the light that Martha would like her
Why
to.
Why wouldn't she just say, yes, sir, may I have another?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why would you stand up there and say, well, that's too much?
Well, she's trying to get out of doing the time.
Right.
She's trying to get out by doing community service, and now it sounds like the community service that was proposed is now simply being negotiated.
Simply detaxing, darling.
I don't want to go into the inner cities.
It's not charming.
I want to stay out of my house in Connecticut. Martha.
I have to go get my back done. And my private areas. My bikini areas.
It should be pointed out that Disney's been criticized before for not stopping the release of some controversial movies from Miramax. Turns out Disney had the power to do that all along. It certainly used it to try to stop Michael Moore's movie, Fahrenheit 9/11. But now, the Weinstein brothers, who run Miramax under the Disney umbrella, are talking about breaking away from Disney. And in the meantime, with their own money and help from other companies, they will distribute the anti-Bush film, since Disney will not.
Good.
The Weinstein brothers will distribute the award-winning documentary starting on June 25th.
You know, one of the theories about Mel Karmazin, who left yesterday, and thank you to all the listeners who called today to tell us that Mel had resigned yesterday.
So we wouldn't be aware of that, you know, seeing as he is our boss.
I was discussing that this morning with my wife, reading the paper and reading the Washington Post had direct quotes from Mel, and I was reading between the lines and trying to figure out what the hell is going on. And one of the jobs that Mel is rumored to be taking is as Disney's CEO.
There's a controversy because there's a faction at Disney that says he'd be a great candidate for the job, and there's a faction at Disney that is passionately behind Michael Eisner, so this is another war.
So Frida said to me, well, why would they want to hire Mel? And I said, well, why wouldn't they want to hire Mel? And she said, well, isn't he associated, like, with smut? And I said, yeah, he's associated with smut, but on the other hand, look what the guy did. The guy took three radio stations, way back before anybody thought of it, got all the best disc jockeys, bought all the best stations, merged with CBS. Mm-hmm. You know, and all this talk that you're reading now that they're going to spin off the radio division.
Yeah, I'm glad you're talking about
that. That's never going to happen because the radio division is one of the biggest cash cows of CBS Viacom, which is incidentally there because of Mel. Right. So if
you've read a lot about the radio division underperforming. Don't be confused by that or whoever says that. The fact of the matter is the radio division has done so very well that when it hasn't performed up to the previous standards, it's still doing very, very well.
Yeah, the exact way to answer that is, yes, it's underperforming. It's like, let's say it's underperforming because Mel has said you must do 20% better than you did last year.
And that's the way it's always been since we've been here. Right. I mean, you know, this is a very blunt guy. This is a very in-your-face guy. But this is a successful guy wherever he's gone. That's why he has been very, very popular on Wall Street.
And if I was Disney, I'd hire him in a freaking second. Mm-hmm. I'd hire Mel. He would turn Disney around.
Amen. And he needs that.
And, oh, yes, a few people might lose their jobs along the way.
Absolutely.
You know, tough. Because you would get the people there, and I'm sure it would be the exact same.
You know what, seriously, though, and this is something that I'm going to say seriously about Mel Karmazin, and one of the things, you hear a lot of talk about, hey, streetwise, tough guy, self-made guy, But the one thing, and the reason we talk very highly, we speak highly of Mel, and Howard speaks highly of Mel, I'll tell you why, is because he has always respected the creative people in this business. He has always treated us fairly, and he has treated us with respect, and backed us up. And if he does that, you know, one of the issues that I read about Disney is the creative people are the people that have problems with Eisner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you want to get a guy in there that, you know, is going to, you know, focus on making money and treating the creative people the right way, that's what he does.
And besides, I mean, I know we kid Alan about, you know, coins on the floor and everything, but really, I mean, really, in Infinity Broadcasting, there is not... Do you wonder really why people steal batteries around here? I'm not kidding. It's because the company is so freaking cheap. And the company is so freaking cheap because that's the way that Mel runs it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's a money-making business. So hire him at Disney. He'll turn your business around.
Mm-hmm.
My hope is that Mel will buy a bunch of... You know, the possible scenario would be that Mel gets a group of investors and buys Infinity back.
Because
keep in mind, it really is the company that he started with three radio stations.
Right.
But anyway, he's gone. He's out. Mm-hmm. And what was the quote I read today? He's going to take a week, and then he's going to decide what CEO job he wants.
And I think it was Rob that said it today. He's spending that week thinking about what he's going to do next. So he's really not taking a week off.
Absolutely.
Right?
And if you look at the picture of him on the front page of the business section in the Post today, you will see why we've always called him Cufflinks.
Right. Yeah, he's got the CBS Cufflinks on. It's great.
Except they're not the gigantic, oversized ones that he wore every time we met with him.
Yeah, and those weren't CBS. Those were like the gold ones that either like had his initials on them. Or
there was one that had...
Were they the MK? Right.
Yeah, and then there was also IB, Infinity Broadcasting.
Right.
I think it was one time it was like a microphone or something on him. And
he dug his cufflinks.
Yeah, that's why we always called him Cufflinks.
Right. Man.
Anyway, Mel, that's sad. A lot of people at Infinity Broadcasting feel sad because even the guy was a ball buster and a very tough man to work for.
Smart.
Most people respected him because at the end of the day, he meant what he said, and he said what he meant.
Absolutely.
You know, if he would call you in and say, you suck, you would say, no, I don't. And he would say, yes, you do, and here's why you suck. But here's the difference. After he told you how bad you suck, he would then tell you how great you are and what you would have to do to be, in his eyes, better. Because keep in mind, in his eyes, like when Mike was talking about, you know, what's expected.
Mm-hmm.
What was expected when you worked for this guy is better than you had done before.
Right.
So if you came in and your ratings, like our ratings were number one, and they'd be number one the next book, but they were down a little bit, we'd say, oh, we're still number one. His response would be, not good enough.
Right.
Why am I paying you guys all this money? We say we're number one. Well, that's a big deal, but look at your ratings are going down. It was never pleasing him.
Right. It was so funny because he would make comments like, yeah, of course you're number one. Yeah, that's the way, that's what you should be. Yeah.
That's why I hired you. Mm-hmm. That's why I hired
you. You got a bigger share at number one?
Yeah.
It's great.
Anyway.
He'll do well. He'll do well. Well, I mean, you know what's funny? We all talk. What do you say about it? You listen to people in this company that are talking about this
he'll
guy.
Do well.
There's sadness. Boy, we feel sad. This is a man who's walking away with millions, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yes.
And the fact is, people still feel that way because that's what a leader is all about.
And
that's
how
people felt about him in this company.
The other thing that has nothing to do with radio, which I'm not seeing addressed, and I don't see any of these dopes at CBS saying this. There's one reason that CBS got football back, because Mel was involved.
That's true.
And I swear to God, that's the truth. Mel has, although now things are changing because the price of these broadcasts is out of control, but some of the Infinity stations back in the day, we had like all the NFL rights.
Right.
And Mel knew how important it was for a TV network like CBS, which incidentally, hello, when he took it over back 4 years ago, or when was our merger? In 97?
I think it was something like that.
When Mel got involved back when they got the football rights?
Right.
You don't know how important that is, how people think CBS is a real network, because
right.
they have football.
Absolutely. Makes
and Mel's the only reason the football got there. Nobody gives him any of that credit.
Mm-hmm.
But check out these cufflinks. They're gigantic.
Yes, and if you're saying, boy, you guys sound love-hate. Yeah, you're right.
Yes. Sure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's a good sign.
Speaking of love-hate.
Oh, God.
What's happening?
They've finished the right side of my back. They're working on the left now.
How you feeling, Rob?
Oh, conflicted.
How so? Please explain.
Well, I'm very excited about the hair being lasered off my back, and it's very exciting, but I feel somehow I've let you guys down. And then there's Mike's whole situation tomorrow.
Yeah.
now. Mo's gone.
I'll be
I'm
fine.
I'm a transient right. war of emotion over here.
I'll be fine.
Okay, we'll check back.
And how's Wendell doing?
Wendell's passed out.
Did they ask?
No. Regretfully, Wendell has left us.
Was that Wendell's choice or was that the choice of the people who work there?
No, actually, Wendell is standing right here. He's fine. But all I can see is his shoes.
It's just, you mean his combat boots.
That's right.
All right, thank you, Robbie.
His combat boots and knee socks.
So, and his booty shorts. How's the client? Client happy?
I think so. I can't see her shoes, though.
Why did you ask her if she's happy? I've read the slug like a million times today.
Hey, client, are you in here?
SonaDC.com.
The client's not here. Darcy, do you think the client's happy? She laughs.
Wait, with my performance or with...
With everything, the promotion.
With the fact that we've wasted 3 hours of our show today with this procedure.
Waste is such a strong word.
Excuse me, not waste.
You didn't
entertain.
Need to say that. Entertain and informed.
We've entertained, we've informed. With a minimal amount of waste.
Right.
She says that she thinks the client should be delighted.
Okay, great. Right. I thought she was the client.
All right, thank you. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye then.
Bye,
Robbie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. I'll take another one before the break, Buzz.
Okay. At the end of Dr. Phil's show every day, there's a disclaimer that reads, opinions expressed during the show are educational and informational in nature and are directed only at the individual show guests based on their specific and unique circumstances, end quote. But a mental health activist says that's not enough, and
he's not retarded.
Complaining about Dr. Phil to the FCC. Neil Sutt says...
Oh, the FCC. It's been a while since we've heard the FCC song.
Neil Sutt says Phil's disclaimer is not enough. He says the disclaimer should be at the beginning of the show. Sutt figures he has a shot with this since it was his complaint that got the current disclaimer on the air. A spokesman for Phil McGraw says Phil said on the air many times, we're not doing therapy here.
I love it that you call him
Phil McGraw. Yeah.
Phil McGraw.
Phil McGraw.
Thank you, Buzz.
Phil?
Man, I need to get this hair off my back.
We got what's next?
Why idiots shouldn't try to scam.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
The number one radio show in Haiti. The Don and Mike Show.
Goddamn proud of that. Once again, with more news, here's Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. You have to think through these things. I'm talking about the mother and son who said she got a mouse in her soup at Cracker Barrel on Mother's Day. They went after the restaurant chain for $500,000. People made jokes about Cracker Barrel after the story got out. I mean, more than usual.
Don't you know, on Mother's Day, that'd be a bad day to find a rodent in your food.
Yeah, we'd take one of them mice, if we got one of them field mice, we'd put it right in our soup. That'd be awesome.
Worst possible day for something like that to happen. Nationwide, the company, Cracker Barrel, immediately stopped serving vegetable soup at all their locations. But it was a scam, and a dumb one. Not only did the mother-son team select an odd target for a get-rich-quick scheme, they apparently don't
watch... What, you mean Cracker Barrel? You mean you don't think you can get rich finding a mouse in your food at Cracker Barrel?
And they make so much money, they won't even miss it.
Fort Knox, Cracker Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
They apparently don't watch CSI either. An autopsy on the mouse shows that it died of a blow to the skull. Not the kind of injury you'd expect in a soup-making accident.
Oh, my...
Further lab tests showed that the mouse had not drowned. There was no soup in its little lungs. The mouse had not been cooked. Carl and Ricky Patterson now face extortion charges, among others.
A CSI for the mouse.
Grisham out. Wow.
And imagine that. Someone that does the autopsy on the mouse.
Yeah. This mouse died from a blow to the head.
Yes. They will never discover this. Now, give me this small, small hammer, which I can say because a hammer alarm is
right. Right. Absolutely.
Hit the mouse in the head. Good. Now, put it in your enchilada.
Man, I didn't know that they would be able to find out if there was vegetable soup in the mice's lungs. The mice's.
Well, the students at one Chicago high school are pretty sure their sex education class isn't everything it should be, what with the Three Stooges movies and the coloring.
Hey, Mo, look, mittens.
Or as one student sums it up, it wasn't really based on sex. As the school year comes to an end, she says, we never even got to the part of the health book with the sex ed chapters. Teaching kids about abstinence and birth control and chlamydia is required by law in Illinois for public school students.
Chlamydia.
Ask for it by name.
Chlamydia.
And that law includes this school, where a recent survey showed what officials describe as a surprising number of young mothers.
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia, will you turn off the lights, please? We're showing another Three Stooges marathon.
Imagine that. You're out playing at night and the street lights come on. You're not there yet.
Chlamydia! Gonorrhea!
Syphilis!
Everybody.
That's right.
Enjoy it.
Today's story about...
Enjoy your VD.
Absolutely. Today's story about upskirt peeping is short and sweet. It can be hazardous to a man's health. At a mall in Hamilton, Ohio, a Canadian was caught by his victim using a mirror to look up her skirt.
Oh, dear.
You know what I wish for him, Buzz?
He's already got it. The woman called in her boyfriend, who promptly kicked the guy in the face, knocking out his two front teeth.
Hey, hey.
The peeper now also faces criminal charges. The kicker does not. From our easier-to-get-through-the-eye-of-a-needle department, there's a baby boy in the Soviet Republic of Georgia who weighs 55 pounds.
Hi.
Babies be like, he's got a very hairy back.
He's getting the hair.
Hello? Are you still there, boy?
Yes, right now they're putting hydrocortisone on my back.
You're done? You're done with the laser?
Yeah, it's awfully drafty in here, though.
Wow.
So how does it feel without all that hair on your back?
It really feels wacky. She just wiped me down with a towel because I was covered with that. Yeah, it's a good thing I'm laying on my stomach.
And it
just felt weird because I'm for the past
He's
20
so
years
non-sexual.
Or whatever. I am.
It is really truly a good thing that I am lying on my stomach.
Of course not. Of course
you know
you're not.
Work well, Blue.
Of course you're not lying on your back. Why would you? And is she pretty, Rob? Oh yes. Who's the celebrity she most resembles?
Bernadette Peters.
Thank you.
I can't make a light bulb. Winner.
How does the light bulb sound at all?
But you are smooth.
Oh, silky smooth. Boy, will you be delighted.
I can't wait to see it tomorrow.
Well, you'll be taking your shirt off as soon as we start the show tomorrow.
No need for that. Why don't you just wear a halter top to work?
I plan on going shirtless the whole day.
There you go.
I dare you.
Spilling out of my shorts.
Oh. There you go again. There you go again, you tease. All right.
Yes.
I'll probably turn this on again before we leave.
All right, la-la.
La-la.
So there's a baby boy in the Soviet Republic of Georgia, weighs 55 pounds, which is usually what a six-year-old weighs. This boy's
just
only...
wiggle your finger.
This boy's only 15 months old.
Oh, my God.
Doctors say he is gaining weight still at the rate of about 5 pounds a month. The doctors have told the boy's mom not to be worried. They say they think he may be able to shed the excess weight as he gets older, they think.
How old is the kid?
15 months. weighs like a six-year-old.
Gotcha.
And he's got a just tremendous knowledge of useless trivia.
Get that boy a Hawaiian shirt and a crew cut.
And some Birkenstocks.
They have him laying on his stomach.
We've got a spot for him on this show.
The Vietnamese people, meanwhile, are giving their babies vitamins to make them grow taller. Iron and vitamin A every 6 months from birth to age 3. The goal is to increase the average height of the Vietnamese population by 2 inches over the next 20 years.
So are you Chinese or Japanese?
Oh, now you take this pill and you will grow.
Yeah. Excuse me, you will glow.
Oh, so are you Chinese or Japanese?
Oh, yeah.
Quoting one restaurant worker, all Vietnamese want to be taller because tall people are more pretty, end quote. And quoting a government health official there, this is very important. We have to do this for the next generation.
They really think tall people are pretty?
That's their concept. I guess
how do you explain Rhea Perlman?
Well, you can.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. About a cup and a half.
But boy, could she use that procedure.
Oh, yeah.
And so could her husband.
Oh, absolutely.
That could be a two-for-one. Those two little midget backs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take half the time.
Those two backs are not half the size of Rob's cleft alone.
It's cleft. The average Vietnamese man in his early 20s is 5 feet 4 inches, so they're shooting for 5'6".
Super!
Cue the elephant sounds for when animals attack.
It would be the one. Oh, hey, thanks, Joe. We got it.
At Six Flags Marine World in San Francisco, a 7,000-pound elephant yesterday gored and critically injured a trainer. The 39-year-old trainer's in the hospital with a pierced abdomen despite his 13 years' experience. Misha the elephant is 23 and has only one other violent outburst on her record in her 21 years at the amusement park.
Misha, why you do this to me?
Finally,
hey, what are you doing?
Rob?
Oh, he's
perhaps getting dressed.
He's naked.
Sitting up.
Yes. Naked.
Hideously naked.
He's just finishing.
I look just like the guy on the game Operation.
So was it a happy ending, Rob?
You know it was.
Ah.
Uh-oh.
All right. La-la.
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 See you tomorrow. Finally.
Thanks, Buzz. Thank you, Buzz, for ending that for me.
There you go.
And Buzz's See You Tomorrow is also
tomorrow.
A derivative of F.U.
Absolutely.
You know, see you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Finally, one last Memorial Day note about a poor fool in Utah who was trying to have a family barbecue. The coals just weren't going the way they should,
so he
poured gasoline on them. There was a huge flare-up, and he got some very bad burns. He'll be okay, but what a chump. Everyone knows you shouldn't use gasoline on a barbecue fire.
No.
Gasoline's gotten much too expensive for that.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, hold on a second.
Thank you, Don.
Hey, Becky,
I'll be here tomorrow. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No. No, absolutely not.
Yes. Yes, that's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with the all-new episode.
Very good.
Good day to you, sir.
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 See you tomorrow, Buzz.
Good night, Bob.
Oh, hey, good day to you. La la.
La la.
La 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 la.
All right. And Joe.
I got to go mic my light.
Okay. See you later, Scott. Bye.
And, of course, why would the tape work now?
Everything else went
perfect. Joe, what was the machine that time?
I don't think the tape is cued, Don.
I bet it'd be working if Mr. Bigglesworth was here.
Powder was here.
He'll be here tomorrow.
That's right.
Tell he'll be back tomorrow.
Okay. Hold on. Here's the Sammy tape. Where's the Sammy tape?
We'll meet again.
There you go.
Very good.
Sammy Davis Jr. saying,
I wish you.
Be kind.
I wish
be nice.
You.
And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Oh, bye, Mike.
Bye, Don.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Joe, put the door back in one more time.
Oh. There you go.
Thank you. Hey, Rob?
Yes.
I really miss you.
God, I miss you, too. I'll see you. Maybe I'll stop by tonight.
Oh, I won't be here. I mean, I miss you because Joe's not good putting the tapes in like you are.
I meant stop by your home.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Right
bye, Rob.